offer not good in Florida.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. U.S. Marines, eight of them, faced charges in the killing of 24 Iraqis in Haditha last year. CBS's Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton.
As expected, the formal charges were announced here, and as expected, they are serious. Four of the eight Marines accused are charged with murder. The other four are charged with failing to properly report and investigate the incident. Marine Colonel Stuart Navarre announced the charges. The
Marine Corps is a close-knit brotherhood. So it is difficult for any Marine to countenance the fact that other Marines might have done something wrong.
The most serious murder charge under military law is premeditated murder. In this case, the four Marines are charged with unpremeditated murder. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
Defense lawyers for the Marines who have spoken thus far are saying the killings were not murder, but the circumstances of war.
Unfortunately, the places they engaged contained innocent civilians, and that does in fact happen in time of war.
Attorney Neil Puckett will be defending the squad leader, Sergeant Frank Wooderich. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice asked about the $100 billion request from the Pentagon for Iraq and Afghanistan today, said there have been plenty of markers that show Iraq is a country worth the investment because once it is a stabilizing factor, it'll be a very different kind of Middle East. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has spoken today, too.
Even as Defense Secretary Robert Gates makes Iraq the top priority of his new job, he issued a veiled warning to Syria and Iran. Gates told a group of U.S. soldiers that the role of both countries in this conflict is negative. We need to make damn sure, Gates' words, that the neighbors understand we're going to be here a long time. Then he added, here being the Persian Gulf.
CBS's Randall Pinkston in Baghdad. There are official charges now in the Ipswich Ripper case. Stephen Wright, a part-time taxi driver taken into custody a few days ago, is now accused of murdering five prostitutes in eastern England. The women's naked bodies were found dumped around the normally quiet town of Ipswich. It's officially a snow emergency in Colorado. 2 to 3 feet of snow has fallen, clogging up the airports, the bus, and the train stations.
We're digging out. I'm Lee Frank at Denver International Airport, where they're still having trouble trying to get the snow plowed off of the runways. It's expected to be sometime Friday afternoon before flights begin to depart from here. Many of the stranded passengers are just resigned to the idea they're going to be spending some extra time on the road, but still hope to be where they want to be for Christmas. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Two Amish boys, both aged 12, are believed to have planned a Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn adventure with plans for a river raft and everything. But when the word went out in Bowling Green, Missouri, they were missing. It wasn't like the old days. Whoever spotted them walking through a field called the police. Adventure abbreviated. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 42 points at 12,421. NASDAQ off nearly 12 points on the day. This is CBS News.
Babe, give me a serious satellite radio. The StarMate replay? I'm talking sports, 100% commercial-free music, rock, pop, country, all of it. And it's free at Radio Shack after $30 Sirius and $30 Radio Shack mail-in rebates. Free while supplies last. Get me the Sirius StarMate replay and I'll get you something.
Required qualifying purchase and activations by 12/31/06 must be activated no later than 12/31/06 and kept active for at least 60 consecutive days. Restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. While supplies last, details in store.
You have a cold and high blood pressure. What cold medicine do you choose? Before you decide, Quercetin HBP has some important news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants in most cold medicines can raise your blood pressure. So why take them? Quercetin HBP offers a full line of decongestant-free cold and flu medications that won't raise your blood pressure. So make a smart choice. Choose Quercetin HBP, powerful cold relief that won't raise your blood pressure. Use as directed.
You wouldn't know that Jessica Simpson flubbed some of Dolly Parton's lyrics unless we told you. CBS's Dan Raviv explains why.
Most of the audience at the annual Kennedy Center Honors on December 3rd couldn't tell that Jessica Simpson was flubbing some of the words in 9 to 5. She was on stage to honor Dolly Parton, who wrote the song and made it a hit.
Made me so nervous.
But Simpson abruptly ran off stage after saying she was nervous. Later, she sang it a second time. But now Simpson has asked the producers to edit out her performance. They've agreed to do that. The show's highlights will be on CBS television this coming Tuesday. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
The Melbourne Library in Australia has a novel dating promotion, Speed Dating Among Men and Women Who Love Classic Novels. Bring a book you either love or hate as a conversation starter. Each person moves on to the next after a few minutes. First night, 52 couples, 13 of them, got together later for real dates. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Local and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 3 o'clock, welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways that we can be in touch with each other as we can reconvene for the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Just remember that I'll be off all of next week, so we have only today's broadcast and we have tomorrow's broadcast, and then I'm gone until January the 2nd. I return January the 2nd. Enid Live resumes, but you're going to be in great hands with Air America. So here are the ways in which you can contact me. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can call. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. The weather is just so hideous today. It's a good day for being introspective. It's a good day for thinking about the novel you're going to write. It's a good day for mulling over thoughts that it might be a little bit distressing. Don't get too stressed out behind the wheel, because it's not worth it. And you want to inch forward into not only your dotage, but into the holiday season full steam ahead. So you can call me, 916-349-1320, or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free. Let me begin by something that we've been talking about, and now there's another example of it. If you are listening to Enid Live, and you really should not miss a second of Enid Live, well, first of all, the more of you who call, the more vibrant, the more interesting, the fuller, the richer the conversation becomes. And as you know, a very tiny percentage of you ever call in. So, like they say on the Begathons for public broadcast, if you like what you hear, you want to contribute to it, because we love having your ideas or thoughts. If you're attracted to this kind of programming, undoubtedly, you are one smart cookie. So we want to hear from you. Okay. We had Jeff von Kanel on, who is the publisher, or, well, not publisher, president and CEO of this News and Review, Sacramento News and Review. And he had made a prediction about 10 years ago about the demise of the daily newspaper. He said in 10 years, he thought the daily newspaper would be a thing of the past. Well, it's not a thing of the past yet. But a lot of daily newspapers have experienced sharp circulation declines, sharp revenue declines. If you look at the San Francisco Chronicle, which I love reading every day, that paper looks anorexic, and it is sort of on life support. And the point that he made is that the first thing that starts to happen when circulation declines is they start, the management of these papers start to gut really some of the substantial parts of the newspaper. At the same time, they give their top executives huge bonuses. Let me preface this by saying that Pfizer I just saw it on the business news. The former chief executive of Pfizer, the former head of Pfizer, his reward for turning in a lackluster performance and crappy stock return, I can tell you that because I think I'm stuck with a little bit of it, is he gets a $200 million bonus, $198 million. And it was just announced in the Sacramento Bee that Gary Pruitt, the CEO, remember now, the stock price is depressed on the Bee. He did complete this purchase of Knight Ridder. They sold off the papers from markets that weren't growing fast enough, didn't have as much potential, kept the papers in those markets that they identified as having more potential. For his efforts, a depressed stock price. So the value of the company, the shares, are depressed by, Von Kanel said, what, 20, 25%? I don't know if that's right, but that was the figure he threw out. And for declining revenues and circulation, he got a huge bonus. I think over $1 million. Well, here it is in today's B. If you look very closely, it was on the bottom of the business section. The B is closing both its San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus to cut costs. The B is going to close both of these news bureaus, saying that it needs to focus its resources more fully on the Sacramento area. The division effect, now these are some of the biggest cities in the state. You've got Los Angeles, you've got San Francisco, I don't know if there's a San Diego bureau or there isn't. Maybe the Los Angeles bureau handles whatever's going on in Southern California. The decision, according to the Bee, affects three veteran reporters and comes as the Bee, like practically every daily U.S. newspaper, struggles with slumping circulation and advertising. But the executive editor, Rick Rodriguez, said that reporters have been offered jobs with the Bee in Sacramento. So they're not going to lose their jobs. And he insisted that the paper is not surrendering its mission of covering government, politics, and other issues of statewide importance. It's not. If you don't have a bureau there, how are you going to do this? You're just going to send people down every time there's a story? If you've got a bureau there, you're constantly covering the territory. Those of you who have been reporters, are reporters, if you work at the Bee and you don't want your name used and you want to call in as something else, please feel free to do this. Anybody who teaches journalism, anybody who knows anything about journalism, anybody who's a connoisseur of journalism, what are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So they're gutting the product. You know, meanwhile, the CEO gets a seven-figure bonus for depressing the stock price, and they're going to close the San Francisco Bureau and the Los Angeles Bureaus. They're saying that the Bee's future is increasingly local. Our real franchise is local, said executive editor Rick Rodriguez. The best service to readers we can offer is local and regional news. So they just downgraded themselves to, you know. And where are the weddings and engagements if they're local? I want to see the weddings and engagements. You know, just like the New York Times says on Sundays. I read that. I want to know who's getting married. I want to know who the people are who get into the, because it's very, everybody wants to be in the New York Times and only a few people are chosen. How do they get chosen? He added that the Bee has offered voluntary buyout packages to fewer than 3% of its approximately 300 editorial employees. Other newspapers are going through retrenchments. The San Diego Union Tribune just approved early retirement for 19 newsroom employees, and so on. Like most big publishers, McClatchy is experiencing a slump in ad and circulation revenues. The November revenues fell 4.3%. Well, so, of course. And so, therefore, the CEO needs to have a seven-figure bonus. For the 6 months ending September 30th, the Bee's weekday circulation dropped 5.5% from the same period a year ago. The industry as a whole saw circulation drops of 2.8%. So this is almost double. This is about double what the industry as a whole is experiencing. So for the Bee, this is kind of a plummet for a long time. And they're still profitable. But what they're going to do is they're going to gut their heart and soul and be sure that there's enough money left over for big bonuses for management as they contribute to plummeting stock prices, plummeting revenues. They don't stem the tide of plummeting revenues and circulation. What are your thoughts about this? And what could the Bee do to be more local? How would it enhance? What would make you subscribe to it if it were more local? If there were weddings, engagements, what would make you want, the prep school, you know, maybe they do have the prep school the high school football scores. I don't read the sports. That's the one section I don't really read too much, but you can tell me about that. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. What are your thoughts about this? Is this a good thing for the paper? Is this not a good thing for the paper? What would make you subscribe? What local coverage would make you more subscribed to the newspaper? You think they're going to really boost the investigative reporting locally, which is highly expensive to do? To make up for the two bureaus that they're closing, or are the two bureau closings to finance the seven-figure bonus to the top executives at the B, or at least one executive at the B, for depressing the stock price circulation and revenue picture? Where can I sign? I want to get a seven-figure bonus for failing. Where can I sign up for that? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, John in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John. John. Hello? Are you there? I think he's not there. 349-1320, Sandra in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Enid. Listen, that McCloskey thing, I mean, they were the ones that purchased Knight Ridder or all these other ones, and no, now they're closing. I mean, I hate when they buy things up just to destroy it, you know, which is what
no,
it looks
this
like
was their
doing.
This was their bureau. This was the B's bureau. Forget the Knight Ridder stuff. The B had a bureau in Los Angeles, and the B has a bureau, or did have a bureau in San Francisco, and they are both being closed down. The B is saying that it wants to concentrate on being more local and a regional paper, and really I think that's code for they want to cut costs.
Well, no, but they also, it is part of McClatchy, right? And they also bought up a huge buy recently, and the only thing they have to show for it is depressed stocks and dividends to CEOs. I mean, it's so ass backwards, I can't begin to describe it. Anyway.
Well, there it is. Thank you, Sandra. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Paul in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I had a couple of things you guys could do to make me want to subscribe to the B.
What?
We need a nightlife. Like, we need something to tell us where we can go as young people, you know, 21 and up, to go have a good time in the metro section, that would be. And, you know, something about the rest. Not just some cheesy self-promotion with a couple of coupons. We need people telling us what restaurants are good, which ones have crappy service, things of that nature.
Well, they do have restaurant reviews, and presumably they're honest restaurant reviews. Not, you know, some of these hoary publications, they'll give a good review because that restaurant buys advertising, but I have no reason to believe that the restaurant reviews in the B are anything but honest. If anybody's got another story about it, I'd like to hear it. So they do have restaurant reviews. What else would you like to see?
What about, like, something for the nightlife?
Well, I don't look at that stuff a lot, but I know they've got something that they tried to impose that or create that would compete with the Snooze and Reviews nightlife, classifieds. So they've got something that they do on Thursdays or Fridays, the ticket, something like that.
Yeah,
so they do have that. But that's the only, are those the only issues that you would subscribe to the paper for, Paul?
Oh, no, I would still subscribe for the sports edition and everything else I'm doing right now, but that's something else that would make me want to subscribe more.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. What would make you subscribe? And it seems to me like the B is cannibalizing itself. It's gutting itself. It's closing its San Francisco and its Los Angeles bureaus. If you're in the news business, if you are a reporter, a journalist, for any media outlet, if you are somebody who teaches journalism, a connoisseur of journalism, is this a good thing for the B to be doing? Is this positive for them? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Jason and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jason. Jason? Ooh, we're having a lot of problems on that particular line. People hear it and then they hang up. Maybe it's just coincidental. John, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
I am a columnist at a college newspaper in California.
Okay.
And I think the main problem really is my generation, who is not interested in reading anything at all, including newspapers. So maybe if the Sacramento Bee got Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert to write a column, they might start reading.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd read that either. Why? Tell them.
Maybe if they got moving images.
Yeah. Explain to me. All right, what year are you in college, John?
I'm a sophomore.
Explain to me why your generation doesn't read.
Well, we never learned how. We were given video games instead of books. So we have really good hand-eye coordination.
But how did you...
The newspaper could utilize that. Like,
yeah, but
it's interactive.
So here you are, stuck in the position of being a columnist for something that nobody reads anymore.
Yeah, it's a problem. I do, and the few people, they're not able to read, but they're able to criticize, harshly. They're very good at that. They say things like, "You're bad at writing." And then you ask them, "Why am I bad at writing?" "You just are."
All right, so let me ask you a question. As a columnist for a paper that nobody reads, John, which apparently the B is going to match you for Happy Oblivion, for your college publication apparently for Happy Oblivion. How do you feel about the fact that they have closed their Los Angeles bureau and their San Francisco? You could make more of a case for San Francisco because you can get in a car, you're there in an hour and a half. Still, a lot happens in San Francisco. It's a big city.
Well, as part of my generation, I mean, I might criticize us, but I am still part of it. So I'm basically indifferent because I don't read the newspaper.
So, you don't read the newspaper either?
No, I'm part of us. We're all bad.
Well, so then what do you want to write for a newspaper that you don't read?
I write humor.
You write humor.
And you don't really need to know anything about the about what's going on to write humor. You just need to be able to make observations about people.
Well, we are wishing you every fine success in the buggy whip business that you have unleashed yourself into. I thank you for the call, John. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Gene in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gene.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm just calling to say I subscribed to the B for probably 8 years. Since I moved up here, and I canceled it because they went and they cut the Sunday forum down to like 2 pages, and they brought in all these columnists who I'd never heard of before, rather than people that you know are kind of national, and I was getting like 4 pounds of paper with maybe a half a pound of news in it.
Yeah, you're right about that. That Sunday paper is rich and thick with advertising compared. Look sometime at the Sunday paper now, the Chronicle, that used to be just as fat and is now looks like it's anorexic. Looks like Nicole Richie.
But it's like the living section grows and grows. Entertainment. All that, but the Sunday forum just shrinks and shrinks.
Thanks very much, Gene, for the call.
Okay,
I appreciate
bye-bye.
It. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Kendrick and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kendrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I mean, we can start off. I would buy the B if they have more stories like the ones you start. If they were more liberal, if they didn't endorse stupid candidates, and if they, what else do they do? They print lies or they rehash the national AP reports. How come everything we get is fed from some national feed? How come we don't have
No. They do have a lot of their own reporters. And every newspaper's got a mix of stuff that comes in off the wire because you can't have enough. You don't have enough report. You've got to have a mix of.
Well, it's borderline plagiarism. I mean, they'll take.
No. It's not plagiarism. Kendrick,
okay,
when it comes in off the wire, you're paying for that service.
You take an issue and then you make it your own. They don't. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not to bash them, but you're asking me what would make me.
Well,
nice
I am flattered to death that you are saying such nice things about me and Enid Live, but I have to tell you, I'm in the opinion business and they're in the reporting business. They're not supposed to have an opinion. I'm supposed to have an opinion, and they're not supposed to have an opinion.
They endorse Schwarzenegger.
Make a distinction. That's on their editorial pages.
Okay.
On the editorial pages, but on the news pages, they're not supposed to have an opinion. Now, I might take a news story and I'll tell you what I think about that story, but they're just going to report the story straight, presumably.
I happen to be a sports fan. I take sports feeds from like 5 different newspapers on different sports teams, and theirs always seems negatively biased. Negative. You know, I'm just telling you why I don't like to be.
Okay.
It just seems like a negative. I pick up a negative patch of papers. The thing they could do for me is probably set their paper on fire and start a new one.
Oh, you're terrible. Oh, you're bad, Kendrick. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ronnie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ronnie.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing pretty good, too. I've been subscribing to the V for 5 years, and what I think what the V needs to do is change its billing practices, because the fact that there's a lot of customers out there like myself. No, I only want the V for the weekend. I only want it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know why they keep hassling me for this weekly service. And actually, if they only make it where if I don't on Friday, I can get on Friday.
Well, wait a minute.
Sunday, I can get on Sunday. If they change the billing practice, I guarantee you they're bringing a lot of people.
Ronnie, are you telling me
every day?
Are you telling me that you cannot get the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday delivery?
I get it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But you can't get just weekend delivery.
And I can't get weekend delivery. I call this guy, I call the B, and they keep sending me an invoice that says 14 weeks, 52 weeks, 38 weeks. They can never send me an invoice. It's Monday through Friday. Mr. Henderson, this is your bill.
Well, Ronnie, I'm glad that you called us about that, because that's an interesting idea that they need to play around with, giving people the kind of customized subscriptions that they want to have if they want to retain their audience. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, yesterday I said that we might see some slight chance of showering, but guess what? It certainly did happen, and it's going to be happening all through tonight. Tomorrow, you know, I see sunshine. I see that it says it, and I saw it said it yesterday, but it may very well not be. 53 for the high, 39 for the low on Friday on through the week. Christmas Day, we're going to see 40 degrees for the low and 52 for the high on that day. We're at 44. Our traffic, Watt Avenue at Orange Grove, there's a two-car crash over there. And Watt Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, we have a two-car crash. Cassandra Way at Sutter Woods in South Sac, there's a hit and run, no injuries, but emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Eastbound I-80 just west of Madison Avenue. Eastbound I-80 just west of Auburn, and Sunrise Boulevard en route to westbound 50. All jam-packed places. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
Looking for the right gift for someone? An Ace gift card is a practical, thoughtful gift for people who work on things around their house or need to, because there's something for everyone at Ace. The Ace gift card is accepted at more than 4,000 Ace hardware stores all across the country. So when you need a gift for newlyweds, moms or dads, or your handyman, remember Ace gift cards, the perfect gift for everyone. Ace, the helpful place. Visit one of your participating Ace hardware stores today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books.
Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud. The power to do more.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Well, yes, indeedy, it is Christmas, or close to it, and I don't know how festive it's feeling at the Sacramento Bee, because they have just announced in today's editions that they are closing both the San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus to cut costs. Meanwhile, the CEO is getting a seven-figure bonus because he has succeeded in depressing the stock price and closing two of their serious bureaus in the state, and circulation is down twice the national average. Let's see, weekday circulation dropped 5.5% from the same period a year ago. The industry as a whole saw circulation drop 2.8%, so it's almost double, looks like, and about like a tenth off, so it is almost double. Revenues are down as well, so I guess that deserves a bonus. It must be very perky Christmas at the Bee right now. And what the publisher of this News and Review said is that that these large bonuses for executives are unconscionable in the face of declining performance, that's number one. And number two, then they start gutting the heart and soul of the paper and closing both the San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus. Strikes me as maybe part of that. So my question is, A, what do you think about that? B, what would make you, the B is saying that it's going to concentrate on more local and regional coverage. What would make you subscribe to the B if you don't? One of you called in to say you can't get the kind of subscription that you want. Now, you can, I think for the New York Times, you can get a weekend subscription, but they ought to customize it. If you want Friday, Saturday, Sunday, listen, customers are dropping like flies. Try to give customers what they want in a time of everything that can't be that difficult, can it? 349-1320, I want to see weddings and engagements. I like that. I like reading the obituaries, too, of local people that you never heard of. It's kind of instructive. It's like little mini biographies. What else would cause you to take a subscription to the Bee, something that they are not doing now? More investigative reporting about what's really going on? What's really going on in the schnurzy administration, which I'm going to get to because there's some stuff happening. I told you, you should listen to your goddess when it comes to voting because there's stuff happening, and this is why you don't want schnurzy in there as governor, but too late now. Rashad in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rashad.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm in the car here. Almost about to have an accident.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, yeah. Rashad.
I think that this is a really sad day. I think that any time that the newspapers are, even we're seeing across the country, they're cutting down staff and making all these cuts, and we're seeing these CEOs getting these large bonuses. Like you say, Merry Christmas, to everyone for that. But in addition, I actually formerly had a subscription with the Bee, and I had the Thursday through Monday subscription.
Oh, so you can you can get a Thursday through Monday. Now, what our last caller wanted was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But go ahead, you can get a Thursday through Monday.
Right. Yeah. But now I just buy the paper on Thursday and Sunday because, like I say, throughout the rest of the week is just a lot of redundancy, and I usually just go online to check, any stories and things that I...
Well, that's what I've always wondered. If you can go online, why should you buy the newspaper? Although there's a lot that isn't online, or it's a lot easier, at least for me, to access when I can see the hard copy of the paper. But again, if you're, if you're just a casual reader, you almost don't need to buy the paper. You can just go online and see what's up.
Exactly, yeah. So I like I say, I don't spend a lot of time and, just having collecting papers all over the place and trying to figure out what to do, but I think that a lot of the quality of the local aspect to the paper has been lost, particularly on, the front page.
All right, so what would make you subscribe? What would they have to do locally, or is there nothing that would make you subscribe?
I'm really not for sure at this point. To be honest with you, I know that they raised some of the rates, and that's because I also need to subscribe to USA Today. And when they raised their rates, I dropped their subscription as well. And, I was really kind of getting haggled with, trying to get the weekly, the full 7-day subscription. And, I just didn't feel I was getting a lot of bang for my buck with it. So I just really just decided just to make that cost cutting, and just go with, looking at my line and just purchasing it. My Thursday and Sundays, and I'm quite happy with that. So,
okay, Rashad, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. It opens up a line. We have a line free, 866-626-1320. What would cause you, first of all, what is your view of the Bee cutting both, closing? It's both San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus. They say they're going to concentrate more on local, regional. What I think would make just a stickier publication, a publication that you would really want to read. I think if it were cheekier, if it were feistier, if the writing were sharper, there are some good reporters, there are some good stories, but remember when the Arco Arena, remember when all of that was going down? There was a kind of chill that happened because all the business leaders came into the newsroom and they thought that there was too much negativity in the coverage, and then a chill happened. And a chill shouldn't happen when a columnist is doing a column. Why should the chill happen? You're paying that columnist for his or her opinions. It's not like the news pages. It's not like the reporting. Bill in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Got some comments regarding newspaper, but I also have a suggestion that would cut state criminal justice and prison cost. Do you want to hear that one, too?
No, we're talking about newspapers.
Yeah. Well, I get both the Grass Valley, Nevada City Union, as well as the Sacramento Bee, and I think one thing that is killing off the paper is the ability of people to go online and get the paper for free. I can do that too, but I much prefer reading a paper rather than to have to go online. I do go online for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which is also now owned by the McClatchys, same as the Bee. because that's where I'm from, and I like to keep up on what's going on back home. But I think that's...
All right, Bill, you're a connoisseur of newspapers, so what would the Bee have to do to make itself more attractive and more saleable to a subscriber?
Well, I think one thing, charge a fee for anybody local to go online, if they're within the Bee service area, to access them, unless they're out of state. Require people to register for the paper.
Yeah, but you think people would do it?
If they want the news and they're cheapskates and don't want to get the news but don't want to pay for the paper, they may do that and allow people who are subscribers to access this information for free.
Well, the Wall Street Journal you cannot access online. If you're a subscriber, you can go online. They do have an online subscription that's, I think, a different price than having the paper delivered. But if you do have the paper delivered to your door, the hard copy, you're also entitled to the online subscription as well. I thank you very much.
I've got another question regarding newspapers.
Yeah.
Advertising covers the vast bulk of a newspaper. I wonder how much it actually cost to publish an average daily issue of the Bee. It certainly is far above the 50 cents or whatever you pay for the paper there or your subscription cost, because that's covered by advertising. But I wonder if it's $2 or $3 or $5.
I don't know what it is, but remember, you've got the paper, which is expensive, the printing, which is a cost, the distribution, which is a cost, all the gas going up, and the newspaper gets distributed. And sometimes for the out of state, you know, when it goes down to other places, it'll go, I would think, by air. So there are lots of costs, and if you only have it online, you have saved a lot of those costs. But it isn't the same. Maybe that's what it's morphing into. But we had a call from a college student saying nobody in his generation really reads much anymore. So
well,
that's...
I'm 73, so maybe I'm just of that generation that's used to reading a paper.
That's right. That's right. It's part of your daily routine. Bill, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have a line open. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We've got some slow traffic, really bad on 50. Westbound 50 by El Dorado Hills, westbound 50 northbound Watt Avenue. And, pretty much westbound 50 from Sacramento. It is really super-duper slow. We've got a couple of spin-outs going southbound 99 right past Fruit Ridge Road all the way to, it looks like, Laguna Boulevard. And then when you get down off Laguna Boulevard, people are trying to take that way. If you're headed towards, say, Stockton, Gulch, or that area, it might be a better thing to do and get off on I-5. Just cruise over there. I think it's only about 8 or 9 miles, but honestly, probably worth the trip. Watt Avenue at Orange Grove Avenue, we have a three-car crash. And Ethan Way at Alta Arden Expressway, that three-car crash is blocking the lane to get it back up on the highway. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me
too, Santa. Me too.
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Quilty lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand, and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are all hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out. It's Christmas.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, and then tomorrow, and then I'm off for a week, but you're going to be in great hands with Air America. So all the things that we need to say to each other today and tomorrow are is the time left that we need to wrap up all these loose ends. And what we're talking about right now, Sacramento Bee is announced that it's closing its San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus to cut costs and to concentrate more on regional local coverage. What would make you, first of all, I think you're gutting the heart and soul of the newspaper. I don't know how you can be a serious newspaper and not have a San Francisco and Los Angeles presence, and the Bee has always had those, or at least as far as I can remember. I don't know when they instituted those bureaus. I would think quite a while back. But you know, here, if I were to make a criticism of the Bee, I think the criticism, you know, think about the Bee, think about this News and Review, think about the voice of the Chronicle. Every newspaper has a distinctive voice. And it's the Chronicle is kind of about fun. The Chronicle is kind of eccentric. The Chronicle is very quirky. The Bee is very straight ahead, very solid, very middle of the road. But my one comment about the Bee, criticism possibly, is that it's very status quo. It's not for the little guy. In a way, maybe it is, but yes and no. And the Arco Arena, the arena situation, certainly was evidence when the muscle comes into the newsroom, when they allow the muscle to come into the newsroom to put the kibosh on some of those columnists. That was a pretty chilling moment, I thought. So if there isn't the cheekiness, you don't get the feeling that the Bee challenges the status quo enough. I think if we thought that the Bee was for the little guy, challenging the status quo, revealing the foibles of the status quo, and doing it not only in the quality of its reporting and the kinds of stories and the investigations that it was doing, but also in the cheekiness and the feistiness of the reporting, I think that might be it would be a new moment for the paper. What do you think? What are your thoughts about that? And what would make you subscribe? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Dale in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Enid. Happy Hanukkah. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and Merry Christmas, Dale.
Thank you. Hey, as a carrier for the Sacramento Bee, we all think that in another year or two or five, that the Bee is going to be just like direct mail. It's just going to appear on your doorstep every morning or in your driveway, and the advertisers are going to pay for it all. Because that's who's underwriting and supporting the newspaper right now. It's certainly not subscribers. If the newspaper industry had to survive on subscribers, it would be it'd be gone. So it's going to be just like the stuff that ends up in your mailbox every day, except it's going to be wrapped in the local and national news.
So you're not going to have to pay for it. It's going to be free, just like when you get it online. And the advertisers, it's going to be like a penny saver, an elevated version of the penny saver.
Well, no, because it's still going to have local news, and that's what the Bee needs to do, is to get the people that are getting the information off the internet. The stuff you can't get off the internet is what's happening in Rockland, what's happening in certain areas.
They had those suburban editions a couple of times a week. You'd find out what was happening in Roseville and Citrus Heights and everything else. And I think they cut that back to once a week.
Right, they did. They cut it back to once a week, but. That's the only reason to get it, is because everything else you can get off the internet. So you need to get the advertising, which, I don't know how much value that is, but I guess for the advertisers, it's another way for them to get their glossy in your hands. If you throw away the junk mail, you're certainly not going to throw away the newspaper, because there's still some intrinsic value to people like you and I. When we open up the newspaper and we put our hands in it, yeah, we may see Kodak, we may see other advertisers across the top of that too, and that's just another way for them to get their ads in our hands.
All right, now Dale, are you a subscriber? I assume you are.
Well, yeah, I get it every day.
All right, you get it every day. All right, so do you work for the Bee?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right.
I'm a carrier.
Okay, all right, you're a carrier. All right, so you get the paper every single day. What would make you fork over the dough for it if you had to pay for it? I mean, that's so hypothetical for you, because you get the paper every day. But what would they have to do to improve? Are you seeing as a carrier that your route has been shortened because, or you have fewer people you're delivering to because the numbers are falling? Circulation is declining?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you how I know that that was the case before I ever read it in the paper. I take three papers, and the Bee delivers all three of them. The Bee delivers my Wall Street Journal every morning, my New York Times, and the Bee. And when I have a problem, I call up, and they are terrific. I mean, their customer service, I have to say this, their customer service is absolutely first class. If a paper is missing, they're right there, and they replace it, and they often do it within a half hour or within an hour. They're just marvelous.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you guys do a really good job.
Well, thanks. I bet you that in another 3 or 4 years, everybody will be getting the newspaper, whether they want it or not.
All right, how much are you supposed to tip the carrier for Christmas? What's an average?
It's 25, 30 bucks.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's especially if you get a porch. If it's on your doorstep, you need to take care of that guy.
Well, yeah, that's true. I get door delivery. Thank you very much, Dale. I really appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Virginia in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Virginia.
Yes, I just want to say that I take the Bee only on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
It is $23.40 for 3 months.
Okay, for 3 months, $23.40, and you get it only Saturdays and Sunday.
Only Saturday and Sunday.
Why only Saturday?
I took it to get the TV guide out of the Sunday Bee, and they said I had to take Saturday too, which was fine, because the TV guide, when they went to their new format, I thought it stunk. So that's why I take the Bee.
So the TV guide is the sole reason that you subscribe to the Bee?
Yes.
Okay. But you read the other stuff when you get the...
Oh, I read it. Yeah, I read the other stuff.
Well, on the Sunday, you get all those coupons, and you can save save a few bucks.
It's going to give you a hernia to lift it.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't have to go to the gym.
But
thanks.
I do get it for $23.40 for 3 months.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
Okay.
349-1320, 866-626-2613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, Enid, I get the newspaper so that I can find out what the heck the weather is. And, you know, honestly, they don't say the traffic, so thank goodness for the internet.
I'm sure you're not getting the newspaper to find out the weather.
You know what? I just lied. You're right.
Which in any case should be spelled with an H. Oh, weather, because because we never know if it's going to be the way they say it's going to be.
You know what? Saying weather like that sounds like we're doing something else. Anyway, northbound Cab City Freeway at N Street. Hitting runs all over the place. We've got a couple of spin-outs. We think that it never rained here before, I'll tell you, by the streets of Sacramento. Northbound Cab City Freeway at N Street, there's a hit and run there. Three-car crash and one just about a half a mile from it. Southbound I-5 just north of northbound 113. Now, that collision over there at Woodland, stopping traffic down on into Sacramento. Southbound 99 just south of C Street and all the way down to Elk Grove Boulevard. 5-10 mile per hour traffic. Enid Live will be back.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've
been. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Boxcar Bedding is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Gold River store just off Hazel and Highway 50.
Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big and lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month. But only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not cry.
357 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. It would help if I turned on my microphone. You might be able to hear me, actually, huh? The Beach Boys. Well, life's a beach, and then you die. Life's a biatch, and then you die. We are talking about the bee. Well, I've often said they call it the bee because it's not.
Channel's Left Channel. Left Channel streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Eight Marines charged in the Haditha massacre.
It's the biggest criminal case of the Iraq War.
The big snow buries Denver.
This is as good or as bad as it gets.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It happened last year in Haditha, Iraq. At first, the Marine Corps said 15 civilians had been killed by a roadside bomb, and in the ensuing firefight, Marines killed 8 insurgents. Survivors told a different story. A criminal investigation was launched in March, and today, Colonel Stuart Navarre announced charges against 8 Marines in the killings of 24 Iraqi civilians.
These charges include murder, dereliction of duty, false official statement, and obstruction of justice.
CBS News correspondent David Martin has the story.
It all started when an improvised explosive device, or IED, killed one Marine.
Over the next several hours, 24 Iraqi men, women, and children died in the vicinity of the IED explosion.
Sergeant Frank Muderich, the leader of the squad ambushed in Haditha a year ago, is charged with killing 12 Iraqi civilians. He's also accused of killing 6 when he opened fire without first identifying his victims. His attorney insists Muderich was not out for revenge.
Everything he did that day was in an effort to protect his Marines from any further harm after the IED went off.
None of the Marines is charged with premeditated murder. The maximum penalty would be life in prison. With the Pentagon asking for another $100 billion, the Associated Press asked Condoleezza Rice today if that wouldn't be throwing good money after bad. The Secretary of State replied that Iraq is worth the investment in money and American lives, and she said President Bush wouldn't be asking for continued sacrifice if he didn't believe we can succeed. Now this.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Deck the halls with boughs of halsey.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Dig out day in Denver. The region was virtually paralyzed by a blizzard that brought 2 feet of snow. Rick Salinger of CBS television station KCNC reports Denver International Airport is still shut down.
Thousands of travelers remain camped out on the concourses and in the main terminal. One young man has posted a sign that reads, "Will work for flights." With the reopening postponed until midday tomorrow, a lot of people are having great concerns about making it to their destinations in time for Christmas.
This pregnant woman has already spent one uncomfortable night in the terminal.
One blanket, one pillow from the airline, and then we laid on the floor.
Another expectant mother wished she had it so good. Stranded on the road east of Denver, it took the National Guard 8 hours to reach her.
It was miserable. We felt like we were going to be there forever, and we just kept calling and calling, and finally they reached us.
The problems in Denver have had a ripple effect on air travel across the country, and there's trouble for international travelers. London's Heathrow Airport is closed due to fog. While American teenagers have turned away from tobacco, many are using drugs. But CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports tastes have changed.
In just 5 years, teen illegal drug use has dropped a remarkable 23%, says federal drug czar John Walters.
Ecstasy fell 56%, meth 50%, steroid use 21%, LSD use by 60%.
And the government's latest survey of 8th, 10th, and 12th graders finds cigarette smoking at an all-time low.
Benefits gained for the youth in this five-year period will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Chief researcher Lloyd Johnston is concerned more younger kids are misusing prescription painkillers.
We're at the highest levels of oxycodone. Cotton use that we've observed in 8th and 10th grade.
For the first time, this survey shows how many teens get high on cough medicine. It's the fourth most abused drug. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
President Bush is playing Santa as only he can. He's issued pardons for 16 people convicted of mostly minor crimes, and he's commuted the sentence of an Iowa man serving time for a drug conviction. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing are bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, and then again tomorrow, 3 to 7, and then I'm off the week between Christmas and New Year's. And Enid Live resumes on Tuesday, January 2nd. So you will have wonderful programming in Air America Radio, and we will be back on the 2nd. And so everything that we have to say, we've got to wrap it up today and tomorrow. If you are just joining us, what we've been talking about is this rather astonishing, well, maybe not so astonishing announcement in today's Sacramento Bee, that the Bee is closing both its San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus to cut costs to concentrate more on regional and local coverage. It's recalling the three reporters who manned those bureaus. They're not being fired. Meanwhile, the CEO is getting a seven-figure bonus with no no clearly defined goals as to how he's going to earn that bonus, but meanwhile, the stock price is down rather substantially. The November revenue has fallen by 4.3%, and circulation is down by almost double what the national circulation average is down by, 5.5%. So I don't know how you get a seven-figure bonus for those kinds of numbers, but God bless him, and I wish I could sign up for one of those. What does this say about newspapers? What does it say about what's going to happen to the Bee? Are they gutting themselves, as was predicted by the president and CEO of the Snooze and Review? What would get you to subscribe to the newspaper? One of the things that, and I want to add to the conversation, one of the things that I said over and over and over again about Schnorzy, everybody wanted to elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. Many, many Democrats had some difficult and visceral time with casting their vote for Phil Angelides. I don't know why. Maybe it was a celebrity thing. Maybe it's a sticky kind of a thing. Maybe for the same reason that people voted for Dickey, because he has this kind of people like him. And here's the story. If you are in business, I want to talk to you about this. If you are in business and you're not at the B, where the more your numbers fail, the higher your bonus is, but you're in a business where you really have to produce, sometimes you work with people who would not be your friends. You might not even like them, but they're great performers. And at the same time, conversely, some of your best friends you might not want to put on your team because they're wonderful people. You love them to death. They love you, but they don't perform all that well or as well as you're going to need or as high as the bar demands. So I don't know why we haven't got that through our heads when it comes to voting for various offices, whether it's president or whether it's governor. Many people voted for Dickey, for George W. Dickey Bush, because they liked him. They didn't think he was as, they thought Al Gore was pompous. Al Gore would not have gotten us into this war. Even John Kerry would have been a far better president than this pinhead that we have got now, a narcissistic, selfish, petulant pinhead in denial who has been a failure his whole life, even now included. We thought maybe he had resurrected himself, but there's no chance of that. And Schnorzy, what did Schnorzy ever stand for, and what did he do in the 2 years? You know, he was doing a test drive for governor. He was the governor for 2 years. And what did he really do? And I would ask people, they'd say, oh, I'm going to vote for him. Well, yeah, okay, fine, why? And when you said why, what did he do? How much has he accomplished? I never could get a straight answer about that. Well, they liked him. Because he's a celebrity, because he's got a kind of magic, I guess, in the way that, you know, people, he's sticky. People like him. They can relate to him. Phil Angelides was off-putting to a lot of people because he was smart, because to some people he appeared arrogant. So what? Can he do the job? That's what we want to know. Can he do the job? Can he get legislation through the legislature? I don't know about Phil, but I think he could have done the job. Well, when you have a Republican governor who is buying knee pads so he can bow and scrape and perform all kinds of acts that act as placating devices to corporate America, then you get the kind of nominations that we're seeing now with the PUC nominee. So let me share this information with you. A longstanding dispute about the telecommunication industry's influence over state regulation in Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's tenure has erupted into a pitched fight for a pivotal seat on the Public Utilities Commission. These are very important posts. I know they're not glamorous, they're not sexy, but they're important. Several consumer groups are trying to derail the confirmation of Rochelle Chong, Schwarzenegger's latest nominee to the five-member commission. They say that Chong has been unwaveringly deferential to the industry, to the telecom industry, and inappropriately stands to benefit financially from decisions that she makes. The clash will come to a head when a state Senate committee considers the nomination January 3. It's highlighting complaints that the Republican administration has gone too far in paring back state oversight of the phone and cable companies that still dominate their markets. So opposition to Rochelle Chong's nomination has centered on her role in writing the PUC plan that will allow California's major phone carriers to raise rates at will rather than first having to apply for commission approval. You know, who is she representing? The telecom industry, or is she representing the people of the state of California? In August, just a few days before the commission was to adopt the final version of a 264-page plan, Rochelle Chong added a paragraph, listen to this, requested by AT&T, according to a written dissent filed by a couple of people. That addition appeared intended only to further one of the chief goals of the plan, ensuring that no individual phone company would be burdened with responsibilities that the others did not share. But it sounds like it was really a Trojan horse. But, big but here, in September, AT&T informed the commission that the new language freed it from consumer disclosure rules imposed after regulators determined in 2001 that AT&T's predecessor company, Pac Bell, had been misleading customers to sell them more expensive plans than they might want. The company was then fined more than $15 million for deceptive marketing practices. So this new language that Rochelle Chong inserted at the request of AT&T, and again, let me ask that question. Who is she representing? The telecom providers, or is she representing the people of the state of California? Is she representing consumers? Who are these people? Who are they on the side of? This is what is so galling to me. You go to the doctor, and you want an honest broker. You want an opinion. Doctor, what's wrong, and what do I do to fix it? And you don't know if you're getting an honest opinion, because maybe they won't send you to a specialist, because maybe the doctor will be rewarded by not sending you to a specialist if you're on some HMO because they want to cut costs. Maybe you need to see a specialist. And then when you do get to see the specialist or the doctor, and the doctor recommends a certain medication, you don't know if that's really the right medication for what you have. Or whether the doctor's getting compensated with free trips and all kinds of gifts and blandishments, and the rep for that company is monitoring how much he prescribes, you really don't know. Where are the honest brokers? Where are the people here who are supposed to be representing these office holders, these seat warmers, who are supposed to be representing us and not the large corporations? I told you this was going to happen. So Rochelle Chong has declined all requests for interviews after her chief of staff was asked whether there were any examples where she opposed industry. She relayed two events, both during her tenure on the FCC. Chong said she supported permitting customers to assign their existing phone numbers to a new cell phone when they switch carriers, and big deal. And she voted in favor of a rule placing new requirements on companies' E911 technology, which allows rescuers to pinpoint the location of a cellular call. None of them, I think, would be very unnerving to the telecom industry. She's got stock. She owns about 8,700 shares of stock in a company that provides services to phone companies. The amount of that stock was worth, as of yesterday, about $120,000. And she stands to allegation here is that she stands to benefit financially from any decision she makes. So this is not the right person. One consumer group, Utility Reform Network, said in its opposition letter about Chong that Chong opposed legislation that would require phone companies to inform consumers of their rights to dispute charges. Can you believe this? That she has opposed legislation that would require the phone companies to inform you guys, consumers, all of us, of our rights to dispute charges, and has sided with the industry over rules for video service providers to raise rates. And I don't know what you're paying. I'm paying a fortune. And I don't even have all those major premiums. I just have HBO. And I think I have a special opening deal, so it's going to get even worse when that wears off, when that expires. Lenny Goldberg, a Sacramento consumer advocate, said that Chong's actions in the AT&T incidents should disqualify her. She abused the process on behalf of a special interest, he said. So this is what you're getting from the Schnartzy administration. And since Democrats, this is a... This clash is going to come to a head when the state Senate committee considers her nomination January 3rd. Schwarzenegger placed Chong on the PUC last January to finish out the term of Susan Kennedy, the Democrat whom he hired as his chief of staff. By several accounts, Kennedy, who was also faulted for being too accommodating to the industry, played a crucial role in the selection of Chong, who is a lawyer for the telecom companies and who had served in a Republican seat on the FCC during President Clinton's administration. She would be forced off the commission if the Democratic-led Senate does not confirm her nomination by January 12th, the one-year anniversary of her appointment. I think we need to flood them with emails and let them know that she should not be reappointed, that she should be forced off the commission. She sounds like not the right person for the job. This is not somebody who's going to represent our best interests. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. So when it comes to we the people or the corporations, remember what I told you Schnartzy was going to do? He's going to whisper in your ear. He's going to tell you he's going to love you. He's going to call you in the morning. You look like the woman he dreamed about, the person that he dreamed about. He's yours forever. You know, we're in it for life. We're in it for the long haul. And then as soon as he seduces you out of your vote, what is he going to do? He's going to go marry the corporation, not you. You were just a one-night stand. You were just a one-day stand for the vote. Well, now he's got a new plan to fix the prisons, he says. Well, that's what he says he has, a new plan to fix the prisons. A former acting corrections secretary, and this is a woman who's got a fantastic reputation, and if I am not mistaken, I think she was a warden at San Quentin for a time. A former acting corrections secretary testified yesterday that her plans to reform California's sentencing structure were pushed aside by top aides to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who suggested that such an overhaul might hurt his reelection bid. Gene Woodford, the one-time top official in the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, said that former gubernatorial cabinet secretary Fred Aguilar twice injected politics into her discussion with top administration officials, including Schnartzy, about sentencing reform, a topic that the governor's office is now embracing to ease the state's massive prison overcrowding problem. Woodford testified that she told Aguilar, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Aguilar, shortly after her appointment to the acting secretary position in February, that she wanted to make sentencing change one of her top priorities. She said that Aguilar told her he brought up the topic with Susan Kennedy, who's Schnartzy's chief of staff, who responded that merely discussing the idea would be harmful to the governor in his reelection effort. So it's about getting reelected. It's about marketing. It's about sizzle. It's not about substance. It's what sounds good to get yourself reelected. And then turn down the sound. This is what I tell all of my friends who have just met some great guy. I say, turn down the sound. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. So look at what we see here. We see appointments like Rochelle Chong to the PUC, who stands to benefit from inappropriately from any of her decisions, and who seems to champion the telecom industry over the consumers in the state of the citizens of the state of California. This is not somebody we want. We need some pushback to these very powerful, very rich providers, and she's not going to be the one to provide it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and then you have this incredibly well-respected woman, Jean Woodford, one-time top official in the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. And she had proposed to the governor certain things that had to happen because the prison system in the state is in meltdown, and the prison medical system is even worse meltdown. And they don't want to hear about it because, you know, it's an election season. Might not sound good. Maybe that it could be used against them, and so forget that. Now they're bestirring themselves from their almost comatose state to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to fix the prison problem. 3-4, and so she wouldn't stay because a choice that she wanted to make for somebody to work with her was vetoed for some hack, I think. And so she said, forget this. I'm not going to. Goodbye. I'm out of here, and I don't blame her. Anybody who has integrity is not going to stay. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. So much traffic, so little time, Sacramento. Westbound 50 just east of North Bend, Watt Avenue. It looks like we have a two-car crash, Watt Avenue, Marconi Avenue. There's a three-car crash over there. Westbound 50 at 10th Street. Southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue. And southbound I-5 just north of North Bend. And westbound 50 just east of North Bend, Watt Avenue. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op.
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep.
The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet Store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. If you're not here with me, and when the blue...
425, this, you have just endured an Elvis sighting. You're listening to the or an Elvis hearing. The Thursday edition of Eat It Live. I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. What we're talking about is I told you about Schnortzy. Here he wants to... appoint somebody to the PUC who is more interested in protecting the telecom providers and less interested in protecting the citizens of the state of California. And, oh, by the way, owns so many shares in a particular company where she could potentially and quite inappropriately profit from some of her decisions. Well, presumably she would recuse herself. But who knows? What's more troubling is the fact that she tends to side on behalf of the telecom providers. She inserts paragraphs of legislation that are horrible for consumers but very nice for people like entities like AT&T. Is that somebody you want sitting on the PUC? Well, you have a democratically controlled Senate that will be making the decision about that and shortly after the first of the year, so I think we need to let them know. And then you have Gene Woodford, a very well-respected a luminary in the world of criminal justice. She's a former acting corrections secretary. I think she was a warden at San Quentin, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, she was acting corrections secretary, and she walked out because, listen to this, she testified that she quit the acting secretary's job after she was informed that the administration had rejected her pick to become the department's labor relations boss. She said that the rejection came at the behest of the CCPOA, which is a prison guards union, or correctional officers union. She said that previously when she would ask why she departed, she said for family reasons. But she elaborated in testimony yesterday on that decision. She said, I couldn't hold that position and look my son in the face if I didn't do what I thought was right, said Woodford, who is now working as the chief probation officer of San Francisco. But apparently the decisions involving anything to do with prisons are handled in a political environment that is, quote, overwhelmingly influenced by well-financed special interests, chief among them the CCPOA, California Correctional, the prison guards, Prison Officers Association, I think is what it stands for. I think I'm a little bit wrong on that. But anyway, there it is. So they're very powerful. And you have special interests running the show, and who is protecting, who are our voices? Who are the ombuds people who are protecting us 24/7? I don't know if there's anybody in there doing it, slugging away. I think we have to be vigilant. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So I warned you about Schnortzy, and nobody wanted to listen to moi, your goddess. Well, here's Schnortzy's possible girlfriend. Well, she said she wouldn't kick him out of bed, but I don't know if he wants to canoodle with her. Bonnie Garcia, the assemblywoman, the Latina Republican, remember he said that she had hot Latina blood? Well, it's apparently sizzling because guess what she wants to do now? She has proposed an assembly bill. She's introduced a bill that seeks to ban the use of trans fats in fried foods and baked goods at restaurants and school cafeterias. Now, there are places that are doing it, and New York City is one of those places where you can't, you're not going to be able to get anything cooked in trans fats in restaurants. If you want to do trans fats at home, you can still do that. If you want to clog up your arteries, be my guest. And apparently, trans fats include Crisco and margarine, basically. Very few people understand, said the president and CEO of California Restaurant Association. Very few people understand that trans fat is basically Crisco and margarine. So it's supposed to be not very good for you. And the question is, do we legislate the use of trans fats in restaurants and schools? Is that a good thing to do? Or do we say, look, this is not a very good thing to do, but you are on your own in terms of deciding? What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There are restaurants, for example, in Tiburon. In Tiburon, voluntarily, the restaurants in Tiburon, which is in Marin County and a not inexpensive place to live, those restaurants voluntarily went trans fat free 2 years ago. Bonnie Garcia said that her bill is not as far-reaching as New York City's ban and will focus primarily on fried foods and baked goods, arguing that that will make statewide enforcement an easier task. It is more expensive. It is the cost of the alternative to trans fat is canola oil. It's about 18% more expensive than trans fat oils. And some of the schools are screaming about it because it's like, where are they going to get the money to do this? But schools, you know, schools got these vending machines. They take money from, oh, I don't know, all kinds of commercial entities that want to beam commercials at kids, and in return they give them some cheesy audio visual equipment, and so the kids are like a captive audience for these commercials. Not that they haven't had to see enough commercials on their own. That's number one. And then you've got all these vending machines that have the worst horrible things in them, all the soft drinks and all the stuff that's not good for kids, and schools routinely place those because they get all kinds of kickbacks and whatever monies and rent, you know, fees and so on from those vendors whose vending machines are represented. So you have already a precedent, and in a lot of places we're pulling out those machines so that it's a healthier environment for students. Whatever they do on the outside, fine, but the schools ought to be the purveyors of some sort of a standard. No, we don't have standards anymore. That's a thing. Do we have standards for anything? I think we should have standards. Now, the business of trans fat is interesting. Let's say you have some sort of a medical condition. And let's say you go to a restaurant and you order that nice piece of pie, or you order something that you don't even think about trans fats being used in the preparation. And it's not good for you. So, if you're preparing foods at home and trans fats are something that you want to avoid, you can do that. But if you're eating out, you don't really know. So either restaurants need to inform you and bakeries and schools about what they are using and the amounts that they are using so that you can make an informed decision if you're a consumer and you have health issues, or maybe they shouldn't be allowed to use trans fats because they're so bad for you. What are your thoughts about that? Now, if cigarettes are legal and trans fats aren't, that's kind of interesting. But here's Bonnie Garcia, the hot-blooded Latina that Schnortzy was thinking about, that Phil Angelides caught him on tape about. And Phil Angelides has got about 100 more hours, and I want to hear what he has to say. And basically, trans fat consists of Crisco and margarine, so apparently you're better off with butter than you are with margarine. But forcing a sweeping change by passing a state law would be devastating for many small businesses, it is being reported, especially small independent restaurants that want to kill you quicker because it's cheaper, and bakeries because the alternatives to oils containing trans fat, such as canola oils and certain soy-based oils, are expensive, about 18% more expensive, says one restaurant person. Bonnie Garcia's bill would give county health departments the enforcement responsibility. I'm wondering if county health departments even go in and very much into the restaurants. And you know what I would like to see? If the B is talking about covering more local issues, I want to see the health reports for the restaurants. I want to see who got written up for having bad cooties in the kitchen and other things that you don't even want to think about is going on in the kitchen. I want to know who's on the watch list for health violations in the kitchen and which swimming pools have all kinds of, Loch Ness monsters residing in their deep cootie-filled recesses. I want to know about that stuff. So if you're closing down your San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus, I think you could be on the health, the health beat more efficiently. Don't you want to know which restaurants, some of these fancy restaurants, and they are written up for various violations? I would like to know that. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Should there be a law banning trans fats restaurants in California and in bakeries and in schools? Cliff, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Cliff.
Several comments. I mean, I appreciate your previous point about that. You know, we're banning trans fats, but we're not banning tobacco and alcohol, which, if you want to look at the detriment to our society, both cost-wise and health-wise, remarkable. But you made the point, too, shouldn't people have an informed ability to know whether they're having trans fats or not? Well, quite frankly, most people who are at risk from fat regardless, and the presence of trans fats is not really going to change for those people. You know, if you're diabetic and hypertensive and you have heart disease, you go into a restaurant, you eat something that's fatty, it's bad for you. The presence of trans fat is not going to immediately give you another heart attack.
Cliff, you're a doc, right?
I am.
Okay, so tell us what are the evils of trans fat?
Well, it's not a naturally occurring fat. These are, hydrogenated oils. They chemically add more hydrogen to some other form of unsaturated fat to turn it into a saturated fat. They tend to be bad, but all saturated fats are bad. The point is that, the individual person, you have to look at that and say, okay, well, people in our society who are healthy are people who don't abuse their bodies and maintain a normal body weight. So, Joe Schmo is normal body weight, takes good care of himself, and goes and eats an Oreo, whose filling has trans fat in it, he's not going to drop dead of a heart attack the next day because he had an Oreo with trans fat. But if you take Joe Schmo's brother, who's 350 pounds, diabetic, hypertensive, hypercholesterolemic, had a couple of heart attacks, a few stents in his heart, doesn't exercise, smokes, and he goes and eats trans fat, he's not going to have a heart attack the next day. But he's somebody who shouldn't be eating any saturated fat or in great moderation and doing something to modify his real health risk, which is his obesity, and stopping smoking. So you can go after the trans fat. It reminds me of a friend of mine who, when they used to talk about banning cigarettes, what are they going to ban next, butter? And it's like, well, you can ban the butter, but it doesn't change the basic problem, which is that people are abusing themselves and then freaking out about their health care quality.
And as prohibition reminds us, you cannot legislate these things.
Sure, but trans fat is not the problem. And while the companies may be complaining, non-trans fats are more expensive, whatever, we're making consumers pay more and more through taxes for their cigarettes. And there was a recent bill, which unfortunately got voted down, proposition, to increase the amount of tax on the cigarettes to get people to stop using them. It's the same argument. You make it more expensive, people won't do it. Well, so if they don't go to, the bakery or to the cheap fast food place to get their trans fat-laden food, they're going to eat something else that's going to make them overweight. So we should be putting our resources in terms of a society into education on diet, better training of children in schools for meal planning, physical education programs, and really helping people get off their butts and reduce their body weight, because the obesity epidemic and the diabetes epidemic is still exponentially growing, and that's the problem.
Well, let me ask you this, because the Chronicle is asking this today. Do food ads, now they want to limit commercials, and again, this is sort of what you're talking about. They want to, there's a movement afoot to limit now trans fats, or not make them unavailable in schools and so on, and now there's an effort to limit commercials that target kids. And the question that the Chronicle is asking, San Francisco Chronicle, do food ads make kids fat? I don't think it's the ads that make you fat.
Well, they don't help. We know that advertising is aimed towards children. If you saw the film Super Size Me, you watch how successfully McDonald's has managed to bring children at an early age to their particular brand. So there's a lot of brand imprinting that goes on, and that's what they're doing in the schools. But quite frankly, parents and then the surrogates of the parents, which are the school boards, should be doing everything they can to make sure the children have healthy eating habits. And, again, sodas.
They put the soda vending machines in because they get money from the makers. And so then kids are getting a message that this is okay, and they're doing it anyway. So
it drives me crazy. I mean, I'm not a parent, and I don't have children in school, but it drives me crazy that we're such a wealthy country, yet we have no money to properly educate our children. And nobody wants to pay a cent more in taxes, yet they whine and complain that our schools do such a bad job feeding their children. So, you know, why can't we as a society invest? I would be happy to pay more taxes, even though I don't have children, so that children could be healthier because they're the generation that's going to support me. Where went our sense of community? I mean, I want to know that, you know, children are getting, an hour every day of physical education. And then that's not just physical education, what it used to be, which is crazy games, but that we're actually teaching children stretching and safe exercising and an approach to their bodies. And when do they ever teach children proper dietary habits and how to balance meals and count calories? It just doesn't happen.
But the irony is you cannot pick up a magazine, you cannot watch a talk show, you cannot listen to a show without hearing something about how you exercise properly, how you can eat properly. That information has never been more available.
Never been more available, but one, nobody's listening to it, and number two, the problem is that it's always done as a sort of like a dangle, a shiny toy. You know, they say, oh, you're going to go on a diet. And what people don't understand is you can't diet in our society. You can't pick up a new exercise fad. The ab buster is not going to fix your problem. You need a lifestyle modification.
No, people want lipo. They don't want, forget it.
Yeah.
They don't want to alter the lifestyle.
That's
go,
the problem we face.
And as Ross Perot said, that giant sucking sound you hear is.
Yeah. No, 95% of disease that we face as physicians is disease of lifestyle. More so obesity and diabetes now than it used to be, but always problems of obesity, poor diet, tobacco and alcohol use. Only about 5% of disease out there is unfortunate stuff that just happens to happen to people. And so we're constantly in there trying to keep people alive from their own bad habits.
Yeah, but what the irony, Cliff, is when you go to the doc, you usually do not get a lecture about how you can eat better, your nutrition, your diet, your stuff. The visits are so short. They're focused on whatever the issue is without looking at the larger picture because the docs aren't being compensated and they don't have the time. And I suppose they've thrown in the towel figuring that this 350-pound specimen in front of them is probably not going to be very open to a discussion and has already heard it anyway 35,000 times.
So
you're not getting it. But I'll tell you, when the doctor tells you something and you're paying a couple $100 for the visit, you listen. My doctor once told me I should get 8 hours of sleep, the very same thing that my mother always told me for free, and I listened to the doctor.
Well, I make them listen to it. I make them hear it. I refer them to weight management programs. I send them letters in the mail about their cholesterol. I mean, I do everything I can to bend over backwards to help people find their way to health. And that's the whole point is, you know, as a physician, I don't make people better. I can only help people be healthy on their own.
Oh, well, then I have a question to ask you. I know somebody, a wonderful person, who has had a lifetime weight problem that is really, I think, threatens her health. And in her pursuit of trying to solve that problem, here's what she has never been able to find. She's had coaches, she's had, gym, personal trainers, she's had, but there's nobody that I've heard of in San Francisco, and that's where she is, who can handle it psychologically, because I think that's where it starts. I mean, I'm sure there are a million therapists, but somebody who really focuses on weight, are there such people around, do you know?
Well, there are people, and there's all sorts of hypnotism. I mean, I myself was overweight starting when I was a child, and I was overweight until I was in my late 20s, and I'm 35 now. In fact, probably until I was almost 30. And, you know, it was a combination of bad eating habits and bad exercise, but really a lot of different things. And I finally just decided that I needed to make a complete lifestyle change, and I started exercising regularly. I altered my diet, and I did it through my own research, and I lost 70 pounds, and I've stayed thin ever since then. But, you're right. The problem is that you either have to internally come up with your own decision to completely change your lifestyle, which your friend is obviously incapable of doing on her own. So you can hire other people to flog you into it, but there has to be some sort of self-endorsement. So some people find that if they get hypnotized, that helps them. You know, there's some data to show that that can be good, for smoking at least. And there are other people who, you know, really oftentimes have these problems because they're a sign of an underlying other problem, such as an anxiety or a depressive state. So what they may benefit more from is treatment of a mood disorder or, you know, some problem in their relationship. You never know.
I'm telling you, the people who write the diet books and they're successful make a ton of money. And if somebody who is a therapist who figures out how to really deal with people who need to lose weight and figure out sort of a multidimensional, because a lot of those hospital programs, they just put you on those shakes that are, 800, you know, whatever the caloric value is. And that doesn't solve the problem.
Nope.
But if somebody could come up with some multidisciplinary kind of a program with a kind of therapeutic twist to it, I think that they would, and we hope with success attached to it, I think they would clean up. That's what I said. Cliff, you know, since you lost 70 pounds, I'll bet you're the guy to do it.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I just make a point. We were not a fat society 100 years ago or 50 years ago. And I think there's one, on a national level, there's been a loss of pride in one's, you know, self-image and one's body. You know, people seem to find it acceptable now to be overweight. And compared to when I was a child, it's now, you know, you see overweight people in the media. You see children advertised that way. And it's an unfortunate passive thing, but our society has just accepted it. And that's part of the problem.
Well, look at this little Miss USA is going into rehab. Like, that's a role model. And nobody even thinks twice that she's allegedly an addict. And isn't this just fine? Nobody even blinks twice. So when people when they waddle around at astronomical amounts of weight, we're not looking twice at it. And you were quite right. Cliff, I thank you very much for the call.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 349-1320. What do you think about what Cliff had to say? A cliffhanger, huh? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some traffic going on this afternoon. I guess everyone's headed on out to grandmother's house. Madison Avenue and Illinois Avenue, there's a three-car crash. They're slowing things down. Northbound Cap City Freeway, basically from E Street, like for a couple of 5 or 10 miles. Very, very slow. Same thing, southbound 99. Now, we're coming off Cap City Freeway. Right before you get to the exchange of 50, huge car accident, and then it is 5 to 10 mile per hour traffic right after that. You're going to have about a 20, 25-minute wait there, I hear tell. Southbound I-5, just south of Arena Boulevard, very slow due to a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand, and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas. 48 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about appointments that Schnortzy has made that I don't think are in the best interest for the citizens of California. And we are also talking about Schnortzy's friend, Bonnie Garcia. He called her a hot-blooded Latina. And she said she wouldn't kick him out of her bed, and we don't know to what extent there's any actual experience there. But she has introduced an assembly bill that would cut the use of trans fat. She's introduced a bill that seeks to ban the use of trans fat in fried foods and baked goods at restaurants and school cafeterias. Can you do it by law? They're doing it in New York City. Is that what we want? Maybe we do. I don't know. I mean, I'm of two minds on it. And then, in the corollary, do food ads really make kids fat? The effort, now there's a movement afoot to limit commercials. I am convinced that if somebody who is a really good therapist, who has a great touch with people, and not all therapists are created equal, or shrink, or you know, analyst, and can incorporate in a multi-disciplinary kind of approach to weight loss, I think it could have, I don't know, I think it could be successful, and we all know that anybody who writes a successful diet book really cleans up. But your goddess was a little pudgmo when I was a little girl, and I take after my dad's side of the family, not my mom's. My mom never understood diets, and she could be very tough on people who had weight issues because she never had it. She could eat for 10 people and never gain an ounce. She had a remarkable metabolism. But my dad, on the other hand, he kept saying that the cleaner shrunk his clothes. That's what he always said. Oh, the cleaner shrunk my clothes again. And I take after his side. So I really have to work at it. And it doesn't get easier. It doesn't, it doesn't. You know, but you really, I think the diet, like sex, like many things, starts in your head. I think you gotta get your head wrapped around it in the right way. And if anybody's got any great tips, maybe we can all write successive paragraphs and get a successful diet book out of this. Ray in Lincoln, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Enid. You know, I've been on Weight Watchers since, April of, 2005, and I've lost more than 40 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And there's a couple of things that really occurred to me when I was going through this process. One of the things is human beings are supposed to be hunting and gatherers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now hunting and gathering is getting off the couch and walking wildly into the pantry or the refrigerator.
It's gathering by hitting the remote control.
That's right. And so, you know, you had to go chase your game, hunt it down, skin it, butcher it. You know, you had to work the field, you had to plant the seed, plow the soil. You know, food, you burn calories just getting your meal together. Now food is at your fingertips, and it's all, you know, it's all convenient foods. Obviously, the other thing that it kind of was a real light bulb moment for me is I realized that this is the only area in my life that I didn't use self-discipline. I don't spend every dime I have any way which way I want. I don't, you know, I don't have sex with strangers just because I get a yen. I don't drive 100 miles an hour down the freeway. It's the only area in my life where I felt like I didn't have to exercise control. And it just, the light bulb went off, and I thought, that's really weird.
And is that what did it for you? Is that what really pushed you into?
No, I was already successful. I'd already had my weight loss, but still going through the process is, you just have these little thoughts, and you think, you know, you just come to some profound understanding.
Well, that's what I've always said about weight loss. Oh, and Ray, thank you, and congratulations on taking it off and keeping it off. What I've always said is it's the mystery of your life. It isn't just about losing weight. It's about a million other things. It's about where you get anxious. It's about where you're frightened. It's about where you don't want to feel your emotions, good or bad. Bob and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. I sort of agree with Ms. Garcia. I don't agree with her lifestyle, but I find it sort of titillating like all of us out here. But I do think that anywhere that it's institutionally possible to stop the giving of trans fat. I'm a person that's just turned 61, and I had a silent heart attack, and that means I had no pain, no whatever. I couldn't get over a flu. And I stopped smoking 2 years ago. I should have stopped 20 years ago.
How do you know then that you had a heart attack?
Because I got admitted to the hospital. I felt totally exhausted. I'm one of your regular callers. I don't like to do all this, wear this on my sleeve, but I was just totally exhausted last winter. I mean, I didn't want to move. I didn't. And finally, my wife and my son said, "You're going to get checked in." And when they checked me in, they found out that I had a scarring on my heart, which indicated a necrosis, which occurred during some sort of incident, either a stroke or a heart attack. And I also found that my cholesterol wasn't real high, but it was high enough to cause me problems. And as everybody says, congratulations on not smoking. You should have done it 20 years earlier. The trans fat issue is an important issue in when you're in recovery or trying to do better.
Okay, so, all right, well then, you're in favor, what you're saying is you're in favor of the legislation, Bob. We're going to have to leave it there.
Yeah, if you want to eat all the trans fat, go ahead, but don't let institutions where we pay our tax money just not take care of our kids or our seniors if they're in a hospital or whatever.
Okay, we're going to leave it there because we need to take a break, but here's what I'm thrilled about, that you're doing fine, so I'm delighted to hear that. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slowing going on over there, south end 99, and Enid mentioned that going towards Reno, and if you're headed up to Lake Tahoe to check it out, well, I don't believe that you need chains, but it is it's a little slick up there. And on the way to Lake Tahoe, on the way to Reno, we just have some rain going on and a couple of car crashes when you cross that border. There's one there and the traffic is actually stopped. Northbound Cap City Freeway at eastbound or just south of East Street, we have a two-car crash. Southbound I-5 just south of Arena Boulevard. Now, when you go around Arena there and you're headed towards the airport as well, either way, you've got a lot of slow traffic going on in between south end 99 and all the way to Elk Grove Boulevard. We're nice and slow there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. Nearly 5,000 travelers are facing another uncomfortable night at Denver's airport. They've been stranded by a blizzard that left 2 feet of snow over most of Colorado. And that's complicating travel for thousands across the country, including those at Sacramento International Airport. We'll have live reports throughout the afternoon on conditions for travelers. Meanwhile, rain here is complicating traffic on our roadways. You can always go to news10.net anytime for traffic on demand. More at 5.
Looking for a meaningful gift to give friends and family this holiday season? How about a MasterCard gift card that funds breast cancer education, outreach, and awareness programs? CureBreastCancer.org prepaid MasterCard gift cards are issued in amounts from $25 to $300. Go to BreastCancerCard.com and order yours today. The proceeds benefit the local nonprofit Cure Breast Cancer Incorporated. The CureBreastCancer.org prepaid MasterCard gift card is issued by First Premier Bank pursuant to a license issued by MasterCard International.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
Everybody in the rock study group, Sandra Day O'Connor was there. James A. Baker III was there. All of them were there. And they're all sitting there at a table, and they're briefing the president on what's in the report. The report is not very long. The president probably didn't bother reading it. And at the end of their 1 hour, your president, this great leader, he didn't ask one question.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Cooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Cooper has played, produced, and written...
Good morning, Scott and Sam.
People, it's the moment.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Marine Corps has wrapped up its investigation into last year's fatal shootings of 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha, and serious charges have been filed. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Camp Pendleton, California.
As expected, the formal charges were announced here, and as expected, they are serious. Four of the eight Marines accused are charged with murder. The other four are charged with failing to properly report and investigate the incident. Marine Colonel Stuart Navarre announced the charges. The
Marine Corps is a close-knit brotherhood, so it is difficult for any Marine to countenance the fact that other Marines might have done something wrong.
The most serious murder charge under military law is premeditated murder. In this case, the four Marines are charged with unpremeditated murder. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
The news for the snowbound at Denver International Airport is not good. In the aftermath of the big blizzard, flights aren't expected to resume till noon tomorrow. That, report CBS News correspondent Lee Frank, means many more hours to kill.
Technology helping pass the time for so many of these stranded travelers who at least had their laptops with them, their iPods, and using their cell phones to play games and making lots of phone calls. I've talked to a couple of people who say they're very thankful that they were able to buy a cell phone charger here at the airport, where many of the shops have remained open while the stranded travelers just wait to leave.
The entire region virtually shut down today. Schools and businesses closed, and 4 days till Christmas, even shopping malls were dark. The Seattle area hasn't recovered from the big windstorm last week.
I'm Heather Bosch in Woodinville, where I'm seeing a lot of downed trees, limp power lines, and tow trucks.
We've towed a lot of cars with trees on them. Cars have been crushed by trees.
And as the power outages persist, Brian Little sees...
A lot of dead batteries, people charging their phones and heating themselves by their car. The battery only lasts for so long, so...
He is very busy. In fact, while we were talking, his radio went off.
Excuse me.
You're getting called again, aren't you?
Don't worry.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Woodinville, Washington.
Since 1998, the government says the pollution controls on many Mercedes-Benz models were defective. Now the company has agreed to pay $1.2 million for violating the Clean Air Act, and it's voluntarily recalling the vehicles. NASA is determined to bring Space Shuttle Discovery down to Earth tomorrow, but where it lands depends on the weather. CBS News correspondent Peter King is following the mission.
Discovery Commander Mark Polanski jokes that it doesn't matter to him, but...
My wife cares where we land.
That's because she and other family members will be at the Kennedy Space Center. Polanski says he can't worry about that.
You know, I've had a lot of things to worry about on this flight, things that I could control, and the weather is something that I just can't.
And weather may send the shuttle to New Mexico. The Cape forecast calls for clouds and rain, and at the back of sight in California, it's high crosswinds. The forecast is good for White Sands Space Harbor in New Mexico, and if this all holds true, that's where Discovery will land. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The Dow down 42. This is CBS News.
The following is a paid commercial message.
It's estimated that over 200 million people in the U.S. suffer from herpes-caused cold sores. There are many products on the market today. Relieve One-Day Cold Sores Symptom Treatment is excellent because it relieves cold sore symptoms in just a day. Pain eases in minutes and other symptoms resolve in just 24 hours. Relieve is non-toxic, comprised of botanical extracts, and is 100% guaranteed. Millions of sufferers have found that Relieve works best for them. Only you can determine that Relieve is best for you. You can now buy Relieve at most major stores.
She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright, meeting in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. This is how the poet Lord Byron said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
The White House has released the list of pre-holiday presidential pardons. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
The latest batch of 16 presidential pardons cover crimes such as possessing marijuana, hashish, or cocaine, moonshining, making false statements, and bank fraud. They bring to 113 the number of pardons granted by Mr. Bush. That's far fewer than all of his recent predecessors, except his dad. Ronald Reagan issued 393, Jimmy Carter granted 534, and Richard Nixon, himself a recipient of a presidential pardon, bestowed 863. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Walter Mason of Gary, Indiana, is in no mood to pardon whoever stole his car Monday night. He calls it a rust bucket, but the real value was in the trunk. $700 worth of Christmas presents Mason and his wife had bought for their five young children. He asks, how are we going to explain this to them? I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After five, welcome to hour three of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and I will be yours again tomorrow, and then I'm taking all of next week off, and I suspect many of you are going to be off and out and about as well, and I will be back. Enid Live resumes Tuesday, January the 2nd, so after Christmas and after New Year's, we resume 3 to 7, as always, and you will be in great hands with Air America. So all the things that we need to talk about, all the business that we have to transact with each other, we have just today and tomorrow to do it. So, and I encourage you to, in your all of your full-throttle glory, to join the conversation, because the conversation is always immensely better when more of you are participating, and I know lots of you listen, but in talk radio, we know that only a very tiny fraction of the audience ever calls the show. So let me give you the number. It doesn't cost you anything. Just a few little nouns and verbs and some ideas, and those of you listening have wonderful ideas. I'm thrilled, even when we don't agree. It's always lots of fun. 916 is the area code, and if you're in it, 349-1320, and if you're not in it, it's 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. Don't take it personally if I don't respond. I'm getting too many emails to do that very much, but I do see all the emails, and I'm thrilled to have them. So anything you want to say, happy to see your email. We might agree, we might disagree, but it doesn't matter. It's the vibrancy of the conversation and the quality of it, and sometimes we have fun, and sometimes very serious, and sometimes we're mad at each other, and sometimes we cuff each other around. And you can listen online. We do stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, 1320leftchannel.com. We're talking about a lot of different things. If you were just joining us, we've been a lot of places. We've been to the Sacramento Bee, which is closing both at San Francisco and Los Angeles bureaus. In a cost-cutting move, they say they want to concentrate more on regional and local issues, and I'm asking the question, what would make you subscribe if you don't already? Meanwhile, the CEO of McClatchy is getting something like a seven-figure bonus, and I'm not sure why, since the stock price is substantially depressed. The circulation is down twice what it is nationally, so it's down 5.5%. Revenues are down 4.3%. So where can I sign up for a seven-figure bonus for poor performance? I want to get some of that. We're also talking about Bonnie Garcia, who is trying to has introduced legislation that would ban trans fats from schools and bakeries and fried foods and some restaurants, and I'm wondering if that's a good idea or not. What do you think? 349-1320. And I want to we talked also about Schnorsi's appointments. He wants to foist on us Rochelle Chong, who seems on the PUC. It's a really important position and a pivotal position. And she is somebody who seems to take the side of and inserts paragraphs that support the telecom providers, and she has worked on their behalf. and it almost is though she were a lobbyist for the telecom providers and not representing the people of the state of California. And I think some of her behavior has been egregious. I think she would not be a good choice to remain on the PUC. She was only an interim appointment when Susan Kennedy was tapped to become Schnortzy's chief of staff. So I told you, you know, Schnortzy looks like Dickey. You know, they're nice. You like them. They've got, they're very likable, more likable apparently than their opponents. But if you are confusing style with substance, and let me say it again, if you are in charge of a team for work and performance is everything, you might appoint some people to your team that you wouldn't want to have for your Thanksgiving dinner. But they will do a good job for you. And there are other people who you would love, who you love to death, but you would never want to appoint them to your team because they're your good friends, but they wouldn't be so hot on the team. So maybe Phil didn't have the same sex appeal as Schnortzy did, and I don't even know why Schnortzy has any sex appeal at all. But I think he would have made a better governor. I hope he would have. He didn't run as good a campaign, however. And, by the way, one of the pivotal people in Schnortzy's campaign is going to work for John McCain. His name is Steve Schmidt. He's going to remain living in Granite Bay. He remains helping out Schnortzy. But after leading Schnortzy's campaign to a landslide victory last month, Steve Schmidt yesterday joined U.S. Senator John McCain's Presidential Exploratory Committee as a senior advisor. So you know he's got a hard hat on with a little lamp on top because they're exploring. They're exploring for votes. What are they exploring for? You know how much he earned working for Schwarzenegger's as his campaign manager through October 2021? And I don't know when the payment began. Presumably from the first of the year, he has earned almost $34,000 for, it looks like, from the first of the year to October 2021. So only about nine, 10 months of the year. He's earned $337,750. And I don't know what John McCain is going to pay him. He's 36 years old. He will continue as Schwarzenegger's political advisor. So isn't he a lucky guy? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I want to talk about politics. I want to add this to the conversation. A powerful snowstorm has paralyzed Denver, as you very well know. And I bring this up because about 3 years ago, I was in Denver when they had the same kind of a powerful snowstorm that they had not had in decades. A snowstorm, I've mentioned it, I think. I think the snow was up to our waists. And I lived walking distance to the radio station where I was working. But most people didn't. And so the radio station put us up in hotels. And this reminds me of that because one of my listeners, who is a professional photographer, sent me a picture of what it looked like just as the snow was falling on this enormous blizzard that happened in Denver, this huge snowfall that happened in Denver. So here was this pristine, really wonderful, it looked so untouched and so amazing. But what it wound up being was just very shortly before we declared war in Iraq. That's what happened. The second night of the blizzard, we were in that hotel, and they had a TV monitor in the dining room, which by the second day they'd run out of most food. In the first day, there was an actual buffet. In the second day, there was a buffet, but there were only four things on the buffet, and none of them went with each other. But no trucks could come in to make deliveries. I mean, Denver was really snowbound, heavily snowbound. Remember now, it's up, it's the Mile High City. So it's up, its elevation is a mile, and it gets, for most of the days of the year, but like they always say, 350 days of the year, gets a lot of sun. So the snow melts pretty quickly. And I am glad that I don't have to get on an airplane right now because my flights would be all messed up, and probably yours are going to be messed up, too, if you're getting on an airplane because Denver, DIA is all shut down, and it's affecting traffic all over the country. But I think about this because on the second night, and we just talked about this the other night, on the second night of this of being marooned in the hotel, eating the four things that didn't go with each other, war had been declared. And so we got up very quickly from this mismatched dinner and trudged in waist-high snow back to the studio. And it was now, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever it was, whatever time it was in Denver, we went live. And it broke my heart because, you know, there had been this run-up to the war. And I thought, God, what if I lived in Baghdad? What would it be like knowing that this superpower, the last remaining superpower, was coming in and going to do what to us? I mean, what if we knew that some bigger power than we were coming in to rout us out, to change our lives forever, to declare war on us, to bomb us, to do, you don't know what. And I felt terrible. And I was so opposed to this war. And anybody, I don't care whether it's Hillary Clinton or whoever it is, who didn't know that this was complete and utter BS, is simply not among, it has to be among the nearly comatose, because we all knew it. You knew it and I knew it. And it isn't something that we figured out later. We all knew that this was the wrong thing to do. We all knew that it was really wrong to take our attention from Afghanistan and to take it to Iraq, which had nothing whatever to do with 9/11. And now Dickie wants a surge. He wants, and I want to share with you what Josh Michael Marshall has to say about the surge. You know, 30,000, 50,000 more troops, a bigger military. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If they want a bigger military, then there's only going to be one way to get it, because everybody is pretty much tapped out. And that one way to get it is going to be through the draft. And I don't think any Republicans want a draft, and a lot of parents don't want a draft, and the kids certainly don't want to be drafted. But I think it's the only way that they're going to get the numbers that they need, and it's the only way to keep these people in check, because there will be protests in the street. Nobody wants to go. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, you have the Haditha thing going on now, which is hideous. And here's what Josh Micah Marshall has to say. He says, there's been a debate on the progressive blogs about whether we should avoid the administration's favored word surge in favor of the more appropriate and, let's be honest, more charged term escalation. So good policy or bad, the only word he thinks is escalation. So they're terrific. They are just geniuses, this administration, at branding the discussion. But this isn't about a surge. This is about an escalation. And once you surge, you're not going to de-surge, because things are going to continue to go hideously there, one way or another. And then we'll be afraid to take out those additional people that we've sent over, and not the children of the people making these decisions either. And that ought to change. So I'm with Charlie Rangel. And maybe I'm just being a little bit puckish, but maybe we ought to think about reinstituting the draft. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And where is Nancy Pelosi on the surge? She, on increasing the troop levels in Iraq, she says there are no easy answers in Iraq, but there are wrong ones. I do not support increasing troop levels in Iraq to further the president's current failed course. Americans, she said, have called for a new direction, but the president's press conference this morning showed that he still has not faced reality about Iraq and gave no indication that he is willing to make the changes needed to reverse this disastrous situation. So what do you think? Will a draft do it? We've had people who called, you know, when we talked about the bee, we had a college columnist called to say that nobody in his generation reads a newspaper. Nobody reads, period. They all know how to do video games. And I have said that nobody under 35 is reading a newspaper every day, and I could be right, although I'm sort of teasing, but only half teasing. But I'm going to tell you what, they'll start reading newspapers. You want them to get to read newspapers? Bring back the draft. I think they'll be reading newspapers. They'll figure out what their future holds. 349-1320. They'll be thinking about foreign policy. They'll be watching what is happening in Washington, D.C. Maybe that's the easy way to boost your newspaper circulation. Brad in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I was just calling to talk about the draft. If my folks and my family and my friends know that if there's a draft, they can call me or write to me up in Canada, because that's where I'll be.
And you'll be there because? How old are you, Brad? How old?
I'm 23 years old and recently engaged.
And you're going to be in Canada because?
I'm sorry?
Why are you going to be in Canada? What are you doing there, getting a tan or what?
I don't want to get drafted.
And you don't want to get drafted because?
Because I don't want to die for a BS war.
Okay. Well, I think that's fair enough. Are you been reading the newspaper to find out what this BS war is all about?
Absolutely.
This is a good thing, Brad, and we applaud you. You're the only person apparently in your age group who is. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Gil in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gil. Gil? Hi, welcome.
I'm on Highway 50. Can you see?
Yes, and you're breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Hopefully it'll get better.
All right, yeah.
I just wanted to comment. First of all, I've been listening to you for years. I've heard you on 810, and you know, and then here in Sacramento.
Do you still listen to me in San Francisco on KGO?
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Well, thank you.
Let's see. Yeah, you and Christine. I remember were down there at one time. But anyway, what my statement was is about 2 years ago, George Bush said, as long as I'm president, there's not going to be a draft. Watch for another lie.
Why? They don't want a draft. Gil, they don't want a draft. Right now everybody's half asleep. They're shopping, they're watching TV, they're eating too much. We're all asleep. The minute there's a draft and people actually have to go, people are going to be awake, they're going to be stunned, and they're going to be furious. So I don't think this administration wants a draft at all.
Yeah, oh, they don't. But I think that's going to be the only way they're going to get that many people. And, you know, I really feel sorry for, you know, our younger generations that are going to have to go die to fight this crazy man's war. I'm 54 years old. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm very familiar with war. And I do believe that George Bush will install the draft. And
all right, let me ask you, if you remember from Vietnam, Ben, when the protests, those protests helped to shut down the war eventually.
They shut down the what?
They helped to shut down the war.
Yes, we were losing. We lost 64,000.
Well, we're losing here, too, and I think if there's a draft and there's a lot of protests, I think Bush is slammed up against the wall.
Yes, he is. So I think if he's going to try to get more people in there, that's how he's going to do it. And I, like I say, I'm really sorry for all you younger listeners out there. You know, we all appreciate you, though. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks very much. Yeah, thanks very much. I really appreciate your call, Gil. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Pat in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to let you know I lost 25 calories worth of weight since yesterday. I thought that was really great.
Well, you didn't. What did you do? Did you not eat a Hershey's Kiss?
I skipped a Hershey's Kiss. Somebody actually offered me one. And I skipped it.
You know, there were some Hershey's Kisses, or they looked like it. They were ersatz, you know, wannabe kisses, in our sort of kitchen area. And I almost grabbed one, and then I remembered about the 25 calories, and so I refrained too. So that's two of us, Pat.
I've had a thought for years, actually, you know, and it's no great insight, but I think one of the weird things about this culture is that when it comes to politicians, and a lot of them richly deserve the public beating they get for whatever it is they're doing, and a lot of them don't, but the thing that's odd to me is that if a corporate executive makes a significant decision that in some way impacts the common good, he's virtually invisible to us. I mean, NBC, CBS, and ABC have all decided not to put visual reporting in as a centerpiece on the nightly news, so we don't see the blood and the gore that occurs in Iraq. And as a consequence, it's a much less conscious process that they have to deal with, and the government has to deal with, and we have to deal with. It seems to me that we ought to be able to know who the guys are on those boards, what their names are, where they live, whether or not they stammer, and whether or not they get nervous in front of a camera the way George Bush does.
Are you talking about the executives who make the decisions about how much gore we're going to see when it comes to Iraq? You still cannot see. I don't think you can still see returning bodies. The administration has precluded that from happening.
I think that's exactly what I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's not just them. I mean,
that's an interesting idea.
It's the Walmart family. They have a board of directors. They make decisions to buy stuff from China. You know, and the rest of us, you know, we just write it off. That's a major policy decision that impacts this country.
All right, let me be puckish here and play devil's advocate. Sure. You're talking about a disengaged. You know, there are any number of things that this administration has perpetrated on us. Any one of them might have inspired outrage and, in the aggregate, a meltdown only 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 years ago. And today nobody cares. There's no outrage. There was more outrage about the publishing of the O.J. book than there is about this terrible war that we are engaged in. You need to have an engaged electorate, and I don't know if we do. And so what they do is they make a business decision. They're all about the ratings. They're all about the numbers, because that's how you manage maximize your returns and how you sell the advertising time at a higher cost. So they need to maximize those eyeballs or those ears. And so what they have determined is too much Iraq coverage and people tune out. And what you have in the TV news business is exactly what you've got in newspapers. There is a declining viewership for the network news and so on. And so they think, hey, we have nice, stupid pet stories instead of significant coverage of Iraq because people don't want to know about it. We know it's going down the tubes, and we don't want to know about it. It's too uncomfortable.
I suppose that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is to say that news became entertainment 15 years ago. Entertainment departments took over news departments. People like David Schoenbrunner and David Brinkley aren't being seen anymore. I mean, guys with first-rate minds are no longer the brokers of what we used to call news. Entertainment people are now the people who put faux entertainment on the nightly news.
Exactly. I think you got that right, Pat. We're gonna have to leave it there. But your idea is an intriguing one, and I thank you for sharing it.
Take care.
Yeah, 349-1320. What do you think about what Pat had to say? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Randall in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Randall.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm just curious on why during the Vietnam War the liberal stand was to get rid of the draft, but now it seems like the stand is to make the draft. I'm just a little confused on why the switch in the stand.
Well, are you of draft age?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27, and do you support the war and the president on the war?
No, I really have never.
Okay.
But I just don't understand why. If it's a lack of troops, why give him the troops?
Because he's willful and he's petulant and he's going to do it anyway. And if it were a more democratic process and the children of the rich had to go and were drafted, let me tell you, this war would be over a lot faster. That's what I think. So it's when Charlie Rangel talks about, you know, if the Bush twins were drafted into the war, or the children of the very rich and powerful were drafted, just like they had to face, although there were lots of outs that people had. Some people went to Canada, some people went to graduate school, some people stayed in school, or they were conscientious objectors in Vietnam. But if more of the children of the rich had to participate, people would be protesting in the streets is what I think would happen. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. It's the weather. Lows right around 33 tonight. We're going to see highs coming up tomorrow right around 54. P Street en route to northbound Cap City Freeway. We have a two-car crash. Southbound I-5, Folsom Boulevard, La Riviera. P Street en route to the on-ramp there, actually, right by northbound Cap City Freeway. There's a traffic hazard. It looks like a vehicle on the right-hand side, but then we have a two-car crash right above that. Alberta Road at Driver Way and Elk Grove Florin Road just north of Calvine Road. And like I said, southbound 99 all along there is just horrendous. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars Encore, Showtime, the Movie Channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, but I'll be taking off all of next week, and Enid Live resumes on Tuesday, January the 2nd, as we face our hangover in that pile of bills from Christmas, but at least I'll be there to help mitigate the damage. Well, we're talking about the draft, reinstituting the draft, because Dickey wants a surge, a bulge. Well, it is an escalation, and we ought to use the right language. Remember yesterday we talked about, he says, well, we're not winning, we're not losing. Well, what are we doing? We're not winning, we're not losing, we're in a coma, we're on life support, what are we doing? And 8 Marines have been charged in the killings of Iraqi civilians. I mean, this whole thing has just devolved into the worst kind of a horrible mess. And if they want to find 30 to 50,000 people to send, they're going to have to reinstitute the draft, which is absolutely what they don't want to do. They don't want protest. They don't want the children of the rich. There is not one iota of sacrifice that was asked of us post 9/11. Not one. Just go shopping. That's it. And then you've got this guy, a Republican, of course. He sends out a letter to his select supporters, and it has to do with the Muslim representative-elect Keith Ellison's decision to be sworn in on the Quran. Remember that? We've talked about that. Well, here's the thing. You're not sworn in on anything, really. You have a mass swearing in. That's the way it goes. If you want to put your hand on some biblical or religious objet, it's your own thing. You know, you do it as your own photo op for the constituents back home or for the family photo or something, but it's not anything that's required. You're all sworn in MS with no religious religious objects. So here is this, his name is Representative Virgil Good. He's a Republican from Virginia. And he sent a short letter to his supporters warning that the U.S. has to close its borders to guard against the influx of still more Muslims. In it, he also proudly recounts his retort to a Muslim student who asked him why he did not include the Quran with the Ten Commandments on his wall. And he replied, as long as I have the honor of representing the citizens of the 5th District of Virginia in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Quran is not going to be on the wall of my office, he says, he told the student. The letter, which by some horrible error in Good's office was sent to the chair of the local Sierra Club chapter, was obtained by a newspaper, and a spokesman said, if American citizens don't wake up and adopt the Virgil Good position on immigration, there will be likely many more Muslims elected to office and demanding the use of the Quran. I fear that in the next century we will have many more Muslims in the U.S. if we do not adopt strict immigration policies that I believe are necessary to preserve the values and beliefs traditional to the United States of America and to prevent our resources from being swamped. So I have the letter here, which I can read to you. But this is what a U.S. representative has sent out. Now, substitute for Muslim black or Jew or Catholic, and it's a pretty horrible piece of, nasty piece of goods this guy is. And we are confused about Muslims because a lot of us don't know that many Muslims. And after 9/11, we didn't hear a lot of comment from the good Muslims. All we heard about were the bad Muslims who hijacked the whole religion. And so we're nervous. And we're even more nervous because we have a pinhead as president, and we haven't gone after the perpetrators of 9/11. We've gone someplace else entirely. So that's making us more nervous because we're not protecting our own ports. We are not screening our cargo in airplanes. We're not screening the stuff that goes to the post office, even though if it's over 16 ounces, you got to schlep it over to the post office. We're not doing any of that. We're not guarding our nuclear facilities in a way that we ought to be, or our chemical plants, or any the kinds of things that we ought to be doing if we were prudent society who had just been under attack. We're not doing any of that. Instead, we're taking it out on Muslims, I guess. So here's the text of this letter from this Republican, naturally, a Republican representative. He said, "Thank you for your recent communication. When I raise my hand to take the oath on swearing-in day, I will have the Bible in my other hand. I do not subscribe to using the Quran in any way." Now, this is so egregious. This guy is really a pig. He says, "I do not subscribe to using the Quran in any way. The Muslim representative from Minnesota was elected by the voters of that district, and if American citizens don't wake up and adopt the Virgil Good position on immigration, there will likely be many more Muslims elected to office and demanding the use of the Quran. We need to stop illegal immigration totally and reduce legal immigration and end the diversity visas policy pushed hard by President Clinton and allowing many persons from the Middle East to come to this country. I fear that in the next century we will have many more Muslims in the U.S. if we do not adopt the strict immigration policies that I believe are necessary to preserve the values and beliefs traditional to the U.S. And to prevent our resources from being swamped. The Ten Commandments," he continues, "and In God We Trust," or as I put it, what's in it for me, "are on the wall in my office. A Muslim student came by the office and asked why I did not have anything on my wall about the Quran. My response was clear: as long as I have the honor of representing the citizens of the 5th District of Virginia in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Quran is not going to be on the wall of my office. Thank you again for your email and thoughts." I mean, this guy is really a bigot. And beyond that, he's really stupid for sending out something like this. And whether or not Keith Ellison swears himself in on a Quran, which is his holy book, or he uses something else, I don't know what business it is of this man, Virgil Good, who sounds like he is too dumb to breathe. What are your thoughts about this? Is this the last group? I mean, do Muslims join gays as becoming the latest piñatas? You can sort of take a swat at without getting any recriminations. And I know some of you are mad at me because I quoted Oriana Fallaci, but a lot of us cannot distinguish between good Muslims and bad Muslims. And if you want to respond to this, I'd love to hear from you. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And now he has said, because there's been so much controversy about his statements, he's now under fire for his virulently anti-Muslim letter sent to his constituents. He says that he is not going to answer any more questions, that the letter speaks for itself. He says he has no intention of apologizing. So no apology at all, not even the non-apology apology, which is, "I'm so sorry you feel that way." 349-1320. 866-626-1320. And the French are raising security concerns. A French TV reporter managed to smuggle explosive materials and knives onto American and French passenger planes, apparently revealing serious flaws in security at French airports. Well, they make good Freedom Prize. I want to tell you something. I got on a plane in Germany back to the U.S., and there were American security people there. There were very special security people, and I'm pretty sure they were American. But anyway, here's Virgil Good. "If American citizens don't wake up on immigration," so what he's implying is that all illegal immigration is Muslim illegal immigration. So he's ridiculously stupid, for starters. He is very, racist, I think, and discriminatory in his comments. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and he just seems like a lunk. But I don't know if there's been a sufficient outrage over these comments that he's made. And he makes them. The prompt for the comments are the first Muslim representative in the House of Representatives used a Quran for his own swearing in. And the swearing in part, that part, you know, putting your hand on some religious book is optional, as I said earlier. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about this guy? What are your thoughts about his constituents? Ron in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Yeah, hi, Enid. I just want to give you a little sort of ammunition here. I'm an agnostic, have been for like, I don't know, 40 years, but the Sermon on the Mount has always fascinated me, and so I've read it several times. Now, any guy like this obviously does not follow the teachings of Christ in his own words, because the commandments of Christ actually aren't the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament. The other thing, if he goes down to chapter 5, you just have to look in the Bible, and these are Christ's words, chapter 5, verses 34 through about 36.
Well, don't read it for us. Just say,
no, I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
I'm not going to read it. What Christ actually says is don't swear at all. Don't swear by anything. Just say yes or no.
So don't put your hand on anything.
No,
a Bible.
No, don't even swear by heaven, he says. It's right there.
Okay. All right. Ron, thank you very much.
Sure.
I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320, responding to one of the most extreme cases of illegal civilian killings by American troops in Iraq, the Marine Corps today charged four enlisted men with the murders of nearly two dozen people, including at least 10 women and children, in the village of Aditha last year. Military prosecutors also charged four officers, including a lieutenant colonel in charge of the 1st Marine Regiment's 3rd Battalion, with dereliction of duty and failing to ensure that accurate information about the killings was delivered up the Marine Corps chain of command. They tried to suppress the information. The Marines could punish other ranking officers administratively in coming weeks. But the criminal charges filed today against Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Chassani, 42, and three other officers are an unusually aggressive judicial reaction by military prosecutors to a massacre that has damaged the military's credibility with Iraqi officials and civilians, military justice experts said. And what about Abu Ghraib and those prisons? What about going up the chain of command all the way to Rumsfeld? What about that kind of aggressive prosecution? We're not seeing that happening at all. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Aaron in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Aaron.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was just saying that, you know, the representative there, is his name Ellison, the Muslim guy?
Yeah.
You know, he's not an immigrant. He's an American citizen that converted.
Right.
This guy Good, it just looks like he's looking for any sort of thing that, you know, a knee-jerk, wet-your-pants conservative is going to look at so he can tie it to immigration, because Ellison has nothing to do with immigration. The fact that he's a Muslim he didn't come here from anywhere
else.
Well,
this just shows you what a dope Good is, and Good ought to change his name to Bad, because he's saying it's all that illegal immigration. So he's, you know what he's doing? He's taking a page out of the Rove playbook. He's using these boogeymen, illegal immigration. Which he now lumps into being all Muslim. And therefore, you can't trust Muslims, and you know, you cannot have the Quran anywhere around. I mean, the thinking is utterly muddled. I mean, there's no logic to it at all. He's just trying to drive a wedge. That's all he's trying to do. It's exactly what the administration has done throughout its tenure. Only he has done it more crudely and with less effect.
And the thing that really kind of shames me is there are a lot of members of my family that if they lived in his district would probably vote for him simply because he said that.
All right, so what are you going to do, Aaron, when you're all together for Christmas?
We're not.
You're not?
No, we're not together for Christmas. They live all over the country. I'm nowhere near. Not really. I've been in enough fist fights with my brothers over religion and stuff and politics that we don't talk about it.
Well, probably that's wise. I thank you very much.
Thanks.
For the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Wow, everybody's headed off to grandmother's house. They go. It is just incredible out there. I don't even know what to tell you other than, really, there's not very many spots without traffic. I'm talking from Sacramento to the city, over to Reno, up to Tahoe, really the traffic is pretty much jam-packed. There's some snow going on up there. At least we're not Denver, though, right? Nobody can even fly out. South on Cap City Freeway, just north of P Street, and all of Cap City Freeway, but there at P Street in particular, we have a three-car crash. Otherwise, nice and slow. Take it easy. Lots of rain, and Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud. The power to do more.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Eat It Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Last night I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I got my little basket with a kiss. I threw it off and just said this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby, baby.
I know what she wants back. She wants her underwear back. 349-13, that's Britney Spears. 349-1320. Oh, speaking of which, Miss Nevada was stripped of her title. Why was she stripped of her title? Because she was stripping off her clothes. A picture, racy photos of her appeared on the internet. These little slutty girls, they must be in the Jenna and Barbara sweepstakes division. They're either going into rehab or Mothers Against Drunk Driving is pulling their support away because they're underage drinking or who knows what they are. And this one, racy photos of her, Miss Nevada USA, appeared on the internet. Some of the photos show her kissing other young women, exposing one of her breasts, and pulling down her pants to show her thong underwear at a party in Tampa, Florida. She has been relieved of her duties as Miss Nevada USA 2007. See, this is the problem. Do you remember when Princess Di, when Diana Spencer, was trotted out before the press before her marriage to Charles, and they certified that she was a virgin, a word now used to describe only olive oil and wool. I mean, forget it. You know, you're lucky to find people who haven't been on the internet exposing everything. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about that dopey representative who is dissing everybody who's Muslim because of Representative Keith Ellison, who wants to swear himself in on the Koran. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, Sam in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Enid. Hey, about this memo, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm Muslim, but I read it this morning, and I wasn't even offended because the guy is just so stupid. I mean,
Well, that part you're right about. He is stupid.
Yeah, you know, he's so stupid, it's hard to be offended. It's like the fellow said before, Ellison has nothing to do with immigration because he was born and raised here and he became a Muslim later. I think the real undercurrent with this fellow is he needed something to bolster his agenda on immigration, and you know Muslims are the boogeyman of the day. So he tried to pull it in and turn it into a related issue.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. All right, so then let me ask you, since I have you on the line, what do Muslims do around this time of year? Is this about Ramadan, or is it about a kind of Christmas-like celebration, or what do Muslims do?
Well, Ramadan was back in October and November.
Well, then you see how up on things I am. Okay.
Well, but this time of year, I mean, specifically, Muslims don't celebrate anything. Now, there will be...
There's a postage stamp.
At the end of the month.
All right, there's a postage stamp that says EID. What is that?
Yeah, Eid is a Muslim holiday that happens twice a year, once at the end of Ramadan and once about, I think, 10 weeks after Ramadan. So at the end of December, there will be an Eid celebration, which celebrates, this time around, it'll be the sacrifice of Abraham's son, what was supposed to be the sacrifice of Abraham's son, but of course God didn't let the blade cut in, that sort of thing.
And are presents exchanged, anything like that?
Oh yeah. They have huge celebrations. People give presents to children. That's a big part of the Eid celebration. Kids are supposed to, really enjoy it. In fact, you can contact, the best thing to do if you want to find out more about the Muslim community in Sacramento is contact the Salam Center, S-A-L-A-M. I believe they have a website, and they can introduce you to a lot of what the Muslims do locally.
Okay, that's good. Sam, I thank you very much. I appreciate the clarification.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, 349-1320. So I think he's right about that. I want to add to the conversation as well, and something entirely different. Not entirely different, but a little bit different. I'm reading the Chronicle, and I'm looking at a big story on Hillary Clinton, and it looks like what Hillary Clinton is doing is to campaign and develop her California base big time, and to do so in a way that sort of relegates Barack Obama to a lesser position. He is the junior senator from Illinois, but Hillary Clinton has been really, she's got a strong base, and particularly in the Bay Area. And guess who they quote in the story? I thought this was kind of interesting. Her good friend is Susie Buell, who is Susie Thompson Buell, who started, what's the name of that clothing store, outfit that I don't think is in business anymore. But anyway, it was wildly successful. Tompkins, her first husband was Doug Tompkins. Oh, Esperi, that's what it was. And she made a lot of money doing that. And she is a big time, Democratic contributor. So along with her now husband, Mark Buell, has contributed more than $160,000 to Democratic causes since 2005. And she is a big Hillary supporter. She says, when she talked about Barack Obama, she says, Barack Obama is a presidential candidate. No, she said, not now. We're in a terrible time right now between Iraq and global warming, and there's no messing around. And it's not just about charisma, but it's about capability. So her strong words on behalf of Hillary Clinton are echoed by, and here's where we have a Sacramento name, and this is Eleni Tsakopoulos-Kunalakis, who is Angela Tsakopoulos' daughter, president of Sacramento-based AKT Development Corporation, another leading party donor, who has been also a stalwart Clinton supporter. She said, I would love to see Barack Obama as the vice presidential candidate, she says. She calls the current hoopla surrounding Obama natural and welcomes it as part of the natural dialogue when a party begins considering potential presidential campaigns. But, she says, Hillary has been through the gamut, the intense public scrutiny, and she has survived it. She's been in and out of the frying pan, and she knows how to stick to a positive message. So the passions of these major donors, like Tsakopoulos-Kunalakis, whose family members, including her father, have contributed $30,000 to Hillary's Hillpack Political Action Committee and $26,000 to her U.S. Senate campaign in the last 2 years alone, underscore how Democrats in the fundraising motherlode of California are beginning to actively engage in the process and debate the party's best chances for taking back the White House. So some of the big money is really strong Hillary support money. And if that's all over the country, then Barack Obama will have to just wait a little bit longer. What are your thoughts about that? Hillary has got the support. And in person, she's warm. I've seen her with people, and particularly on her her book tour. She can be warm and she can be funny and not starchy and stiff the way she is in a more public setting. And since who we tend to vote for, the people we tend to like more or can connect with, I wonder if it isn't too late for her to reveal that other side of herself. What do you think? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Hillary on top and Barack on the bottom. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, I don't know if that's a graphic that I could care to do my traffic through. Thank you very much.
Well, just try.
All right. You know what? There they go, out of my head. And what do I see? What do my wonderful eyes do appear? But Elgrove and Florence with lots of cheer, I'm pretty sure. There's traffic all over the place. It is really quite incredible today. I-5 southbound, southbound 99, just past Fruit Ridge Road. We've got a huge jam, 50, and the octopus there going both ways. On the works towards the city, going up over top of the mountain and Reno, our traffic is incredibly slow. So if you can think maybe of a better route, try to go on Bradshaw. That might be a better way to go. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big and lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month. But only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Coolie lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Initially blamed on Iraqi insurgents, eyewitness accounts prompted the Marine Corps to take a second look at the killings of 24 civilians in Haditha. Today, reports CBS News correspondent David Martin, charges were filed.
It's the biggest criminal case of the Iraq War. A sergeant faced with 13 counts of murder and a lieutenant colonel accused of dereliction of duty are among eight Marines charged. It all started with the signature terror weapon of the war, an improvised explosive device, or IED.
The IED killed a Marine and wounded two. Colonel Stuart Navarre says other members of their unit went on a rampage, taking revenge on civilians who happened to be in the area.
All Marines are trained in and are expected to fully comply with the law of armed conflict. The Marine Corps takes allegations of wrongdoing by Marines very seriously and is committed to thoroughly investigating such allegations. The Marine Corps also prides itself on holding its members accountable for their actions.
But in the heat of the moment, Staff Sergeant Frank Wutterich's attorney, Mark Zade, says the Marines have to make split-second decisions.
You're being shot at, you shoot to fire back, and then unfortunately, sometimes that results in the deaths of innocent people. That's war.
Snowbound in Denver, thousands of would-be holiday travelers are still stuck at the airport waiting for crews to dig out from the blizzard that dumped 2 feet of snow. Officials say there will be no flights till noon tomorrow at the earliest. Rick Salinger of CBS television station KCNC found most people coping with the frustration and boredom.
The mood seems pretty much that of resignation. People are just tired after spending most of the night on the floor and no flights on this day. They're just sitting around sleeping, reading, playing cards, passing the time as best they can.
Denver's troubles have disrupted air travel around the country, and international flights are affected by the London fog that sucked in Heathrow Airport. On the Gulf Coast, the problem is rain, and a lot of it. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen tells us New Orleans got an uncomfortable reminder of Hurricane Katrina.
Officials say the greater New Orleans drainage system was able to get enough water out of the way that we didn't have widespread flooding of homes. But it didn't stop the rain falling up to 8 inches in a 12-hour period from flooding many roads and cars and some businesses.
In Beijing, where it's already Friday, the six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program will soon adjourn. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, who's leading the U.S. delegation, says the North Koreans have not gotten serious and there's no sign of a breakthrough. At the U.N., the Security Council could vote as early as tomorrow on sanctions against Iran's nuclear program. Authorities in Ipswich, England, have charged a 48-year-old man in the recent murders of five prostitutes. They say Steve Wright is a resident of the Red Light District. Another man was detained on Monday. He's been released. A down day for the market. The Dow lost 42 points. The Nasdaq fell 11. This is CBS News.
Hi, Gumdrop the Elf here. As the big day draws near, we're getting concerned with sleigh space. So we'd like everyone to start thinking small, as in Radio Shack gift cards. They can be used for LCD TVs, MP3 players, wireless phones, digital cameras, and accessories. Let's face it, the old sleigh isn't getting any bigger. And the big guy, well, he isn't getting any smaller.
The perfect holiday gift, the Radio Shack gift card. Only at Radio Shack. Radio Shack gift cards cannot be redeemed for services.
Now is the time to get vaccinated against influenza. Experts say influenza activity generally does not peak until January, February, or sometimes even later. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges anyone who wants to prevent the flu to get vaccinated now. Protect your health and the health of those around you. Vaccination is the best way to prevent influenza this and every year. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
A new government survey finds teenagers turning away from illegal drugs, but they're finding other ways to get high. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
For drug czar John Walters, something to crow about.
Today we announce a remarkable achievement.
For many teens, getting high is getting old.
Youth drug use in 2006 is 23.2% lower than it was in 2001.
Pot smoking has plummeted 25%, he says, although it's still by far the most widely used teen drug. Vicodin, Oxycontin, Ecstasy, these are gaining in popularity. And principal researcher Lloyd Johnston for the first time charts
an area of drug abuse that we now need to pay more attention to.
The misuse of cough medicines. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
If you're on a diet, maybe you should crawl in a cave till the holidays are over. A new book calculates the time it takes to burn off the calories from all those tempting goodies. Just one piece of fruitcake will cost you nearly an hour and a half of walking. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at your nose. Being sung by a choir and folks just up like Eskimo. Everybody knows, yes, a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until seven. And you do know who wrote the Christmas song on possibly the hottest day of the year in Beverly Hills, don't you? It was Mel Torme. I hate to say this, but the Jews have written all the best Christmas songs. Irving Berlin wrote White Christmas and Easter Parade, and Mel Torme wrote the Christmas song, which I love all this music. I'll be sorry when the holidays are over because, well, I guess we could still play it, but it'll seem sort of beside the point. And to remind you that I am taking off next week, and I will be back. Enid Live resumes on January the 2nd. So I'm hoping that all of you have a wonderful holiday. And so we have an hour left, a little bit less than an hour today, and we have tomorrow's broadcast to tie up all of our loose ends. You'll be in great hands with Air America Radio. So let me encourage you to call in and add to our flea market of ideas. And we've been a lot of places today, as usual. And you can join the conversation. We know it's not like the Bee, where, you know, the letter, the editors decide and they censor your letter that you wrote, and you have to write your name and address and your phone number and your social security and your how many IQ points you have and everything else. No, you can be anyone you want to be around here. And we know that most of you never call in, but we hope that you will, because when you do, the shows are better and richer, and the conversation is certainly more compelling. So if you're in the 916 area code, the number to call is, and put it on your speed dial, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. One holiday, and let me see if I can find it for you. Hang on. Oh, I'm looking. Where is it? No, it's not there. But one holiday season, your goddess served at St. Anthony's Dining Room in San Francisco. And I helped to dish out the food. It's now become sort of more popular, and people who forget about helping what used to be called the less fortunate, the rest of the year, everybody sort of lines up to do it on the holidays, Thanksgiving or at Christmas. And I remember being on that food line, and I'll find my description of it somewhere. But the, you know, the what was dished out was in four or five different colors, and you didn't know what it was exactly. There was some orange stuff, and a lot of it was donated. And I remember the pastries were all clumped together. They came in big boxes and were semi-defrosted and semi-not defrosted. And some people came through the line. I remember a man came through the line, and he didn't have all of his teeth and maybe not many of his faculties either. And he asked for a bigger piece of pastry, you know, because a lot of times people who have mental issues. I don't know. There's something about sugar, a lot of sugar, and he wanted to be. And somebody kind of slapped him down the line and said, "Take what you get." And I'm not knocking what St. Anthony's does, because they really do God's work. But there was a kind of attitude on the line that day that I worked, which was something I wasn't prepared for. Nor was there the uplift there that I was prepared for. But I'll dig this out and I'll read it to you. So it was with great interest then that in looking at the New York Times, I see a picture of this guy who has had and owned some fancy restaurants that never quite caught on with the critics in New York, the food critics or the restaurant critics. And he found himself, after he sort of sold one of them and took a leave of absence, his name is Michael Ennis. And let me give you kind of a little bit of background. Even at the Soup Kitchen, writes Kim Severson, and I think she used to write for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she's now writing for the New York Times. She says, even at the Soup Kitchen, everyone's a critic. The multi-course lunch that Michael Ennis, and he is the chef, at the Soup Kitchen, a chef, cooked in the basement of Broadway Presbyterian Church last week started with a light soup of Savoy and Napa cabbages. The endive salad was dressed with basil vinaigrette. For the main course, Mr. Ennis simmered New Jersey bison in wine and stock, flavored with fennel and thickened with olive oil roux. But some diners thought that the bison was a little tough and the menu discordant. "He's good, but sometimes I think the experimentations get in the way of a good taste," said Jose Terrero, 54. Last year, Mr. Terrero made a series of what he called inappropriate financial decisions, including not paying his rent, and so he now sleeps at a shelter. He has eaten at several New York City soup kitchens and highly recommends Mr. Ennis's food. Mr. Ennis, a former English major who reads Thomas Paine and wears a black and white neckerchief with a turquoise clasp, might be the best soup kitchen chef in New York City. On Thanksgiving, when most of the cooks at the city's other 470-some soup kitchens simply roasted turkey, he prepared turkey four ways, including one with mango ginger glaze and tropical fruit stuffing. "There will be no canned green beans or bologna sandwiches," Mr. Ennis insists on homemade stocks, oils without trans fats, organic peanut butter, and local produce when he can get it. That's not to say he won't stretch a meal with some frozen turkey patties or use a little powdered soup base in a pinch. And by the way, some of these fancy restaurants in New York, where the entrees are at $75 or so, are using some of these kitchen shortcuts that you can buy in the aisle of your grocery store or at wholesale food service, you know, like Gravy Master and stuff like that, which is really pretty unconscionable if you're spending two and three, you know, high two and three figures for the entree. I mean, that's really ridiculous. Anyway, despite the care that he puts into his cooking, he doesn't mind a little criticism. There are still customers. Now, mind you, this is the chef at a soup kitchen, and he has decided that his service is to give these people who live in shelters or are homeless or who line up at the soup kitchen, he gives them the same kind of a meal he would have given them at his fancy restaurant when he had it. What an amazing concept. He said there's still customers, whether they're paying $100 a plate or nothing. "One thing we do here is listen to people and let them complain. Where else can a homeless person get someone to listen to them?" Mr. Ennis, who's 55 years old, cooks about 500 meals a week for people who come to the church at the corner of Broadway and 114th Street in search of a free breakfast or lunch. At night, a handful of women in need of shelter sleep upstairs. And he feeds them, too. The people who eat at Broadway Community Inc., the social service organization that employs Mr. Ennis and rent space in the church, are only a small slice of the 260,000 New Yorkers who every week visit some emergency feeding program. About 40% of the people who eat at Mr. Ennis's table live in a shelter or take cover in the parks or the subways. The rest have a temporary home of some sort, on a friend's couch or the roof of a building where they know the super. Some don't earn enough to cover the rent. So here he is. In some soup kitchens, you have to, they look you over and they decide whether or not they're going to feed you. But at this soup kitchen, he decides to do it in the best way that he can. He relies on the food bank for donations and grants, but he also employs the creativity of a desperate cook. When he's out of wine, he uses fruit juice or borrows communion wine from the understanding pastor at the church upstairs. But he has to make sure that all the alcohol is cooked off because many of his clients are trying to recover from alcoholism. The bread basket that sits on each table is filled with rolls that were baked at Le Bernardin, I guess, that day before, which is a very fancy New York restaurant, but never served. Le Bernardin is among nearly 150 high-end restaurants that regularly donate to City Harvest, a nonprofit. The list of donors, which includes corporations, farms, and grocery stores, totals more than 2,000. Though the quality of the ingredients is often impeccable, the chef doesn't always know what he's going to get or what form it's going to take. Last week brought a large plastic sack of asparagus, both white stalks and pencil-thin green ones. They were beautiful, except that all the tips had been snapped off. Before that, there were shipments of pineapple slices, each with a star punched out of the middle, and several foil trays filled with braised baby octopus. He disguised some of the octopus in a soup and used the rest in a salad for the women's shelter. Surprise contributions come from other sources, too. Mr. Ennis teaches cooking, nutrition, and food service skills to homeless people who, in turn, help prepare meals. In November, a student brought a leg of venison from his family in Georgia. Mr. Ennis used it for stock, which became the base for an Andalusian oxtail and lentil stew. Before the stew was served, Mr. Ennis delivered a short food and nutrition lecture to a crowded dining room. "We're dealing with the regions of Spain today," he said, to these people from the homeless shelter who are in his dining room. "We're dealing with the regions of Spain today," he said in a booming voice better suited to a different stretch of Broadway. "The stew has no potatoes. It's served with rice and peas instead. That's what makes it Andalusian." People dozed or babbled. Some couldn't understand a word of English. Those who did, though, were amused. "He should have his own show," said Dewan Bryant, who drops into the center to shower, check email, and get a good meal before he heads back outside to find a place to sleep. "No other soup kitchen has this mix of excellent cooking and a supportive attitude," he said. "I've been to them all, and this is like gourmet. Other places will give you slop and say it's better than nothing." Well, what do you think about that? I think that that is a wonderful story. That here he is cooking for people in the soup kitchen, and he is doing the best job he can. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And then you have got, you see on the infomercials, you see how if you adopt somebody from a third world country, an orphan of some sort, for just a few dollars a month, you can keep them going. Well, there's a movement afoot. How about adopting a homeless person? Somebody in Los Angeles is suggesting that. What if you just adopt a homeless person? And, you know, maybe, you know how you see those infomercials where 1620 can feed 10 people for Thanksgiving? Well, how about $50 adopting a homeless person and getting them a little something to eat? You know, maybe create a Save the Homeless website. And then you put profiles on there. This is Pat Morrison writing in the Los Angeles Times. These kinds of profiles. Tanya worked for 6 years at a rent-a-car company. With her salary and her husband's, they could rent an apartment, take care of their two kids aged 2 and 7, even buy them bikes. But when her husband abandoned the family, one salary wasn't enough. Tanya's apartment? Gone. Her car? Gone. The kids' bikes? In storage. Until she can bail out the bikes and bail herself out with a job. She's in training to be an x-ray technician. Your concern and $50 a month could make a difference. Do you think that a program like that has legs where you can sort of adopt a homeless person or somebody who's got big problems? Now, the Chronicle's got the season of sharing fun, and I think the Bee's got something too. So I'm wondering, do you think that this would fly? But the idea that this chef is making gourmet quality meals for people in the soup kitchen, and I can tell you, some of them are not, you know, they are not of this planet. They are in their own universes. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about that? Ken and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
You know what? We can't hear you. Your signal, your phone, you're probably on a cell phone, and we can't hear a word that you're saying. So we will thank you for the call and try us later. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, 33. Highs coming up tomorrow, 53 in the weekend.
is going to be amazing. I'm going snowboarding, and so should everybody else, because you know what? That's what kind of weather it's going to be, at least up at Tahoe. Our traffic seriously backed up and nice and slow on all of our major streets. North on I-5 just south of Arena Boulevard. That three-car crash is stopping traffic at this moment. South on 99 just south of Broadway. And it looks like northbound Brad on Route to westbound 50 right there in South Sac. That three-car crash is stopping things down. Heated Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm News 10's Christina Mendonca. Tonight at 11, when you dial 911 in San Joaquin County, help may not come in time. We'll take a look at one county with two different 911 systems at 11 on News 10.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Come in to Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
Ever since we got Sure West Broadband Services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm telling you what, Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Really?
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
24 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live as we inch closer and closer into the bowels of the holiday. We're talking about, and I'll share, I'm going to share a little bit of the story that I did, but we're talking about this incredible chef. He owned a really top restaurant, a very good restaurant. It never attracted a lot of attention from the restaurant critics, and he wound up selling it, and he has always wanted to volunteer, and he's doing it in the soup kitchen. Well, I don't know if he's volunteering or it's a paid position, but he is cooking these gourmet meals for people who are the least likely to ever receive something like this and who certainly aren't looking forward to it in any of the usual. It's not what you'd expect in a soup kitchen. It's just a great story, and I wonder what your thoughts are about it. And if you have ever volunteered in any soup kitchen, you know, I did it at St. Anthony's, and I wrote about it, and I'll read some of it in a little bit. But 349-1320, 866-26-1320. Dr. BJ, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
How are you doing, Enid?
Doing well.
See you again.
Thanks. Likewise.
I was just calling. I wanted to provide a little, you know, to make a comment regarding the gentleman with the soup kitchen. I think that what he's doing is really great. And the reason I think that it's great, other than the fact that he's just giving back to people who have less than, but also, you know, self-esteem, which is a big issue as it relates to individuals' resilience and coping and things like that, is really kind of a misnomer, because self-esteem is very much associated with other esteem, meaning that the way we feel about ourselves, especially if we are wounded or somehow are damaged, and we've gotten a message that we are less worthy or less than, it takes a lot of external validation. It takes a lot of feedback that we get from other people that we are worthwhile, that then allows us to move from not feeling very good about ourselves to feeling better about ourselves. And so I think that, I mean, I'm not sure how much of a change it could make in those individuals that are at the soup kitchen, but I'm sure that this gentleman taking the time and care that he's taking to present these wonderful meals for these individuals, that they are going to take notice that somebody thinks that they are worthwhile. And I think that that's...
So how does this... You're a psychologist or a psychotherapist?
I'm a psychologist.
All right. How does this... Now, you know, there are people who are in extreme conditions at the soup kitchen. There are people who are really... have very tough and challenging mental illness, and they are, you know, having conversations with imaginary... You know, they're hearing voices, and they're having conversations with imaginary people. But then there are other people who are sort of with it. And when they have a good... I always like to think, but I'm wondering if it does translate. I like to think that that level of cooking for people is a level of care. It translates into being cared for, a level of kindness, and a level certainly of better food than what they're used to in the soup kitchen environment. So is there any kind of quantifiable thing that comes out of something like this, do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, for sure what you're talking about is just, I mean, very health-related. I mean, it's just, you know, the fact that they're getting better food and more nurturing, and I'm sure, for sure there's a lot of, I mean, we know that people that are in poverty have disproportionately higher health-related illnesses and mental health illnesses.
Well, these are people living on the streets. These are homeless
right.
people. These are people living in shelters. Probably the food smells better than they do when they walk in.
Absolutely.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here he is. He's decided that he's going to give them a top, you know, and he does it with whatever the donations are that come in.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it, though, is that if people are to change their lives, they really do at some point have to have hope. There has to be something that some message they get that they're worthwhile. I mean, I'll just self-disclose a little bit here before I go, but I told you that I'm a psychologist, but I work in substance abuse, but I struggled for years with substance abuse myself, and am a recovered individual going on my ninth year. And I can tell you that when I started to make the change before I became Dr. Davis, that I really had a lot of self-doubt, and I had a lot of negative self-image, and a lot of feeling like I would never be worthwhile. And it really took some really caring individuals that communicated to me that I was worthwhile and that I could do some things and believed in me and treated me like I was of value. And I held on to that until I was able to do the things personally in my life that then validated my own efforts. And then I didn't need so much external validation as I could do it for myself. And today I feel pretty good about my life. But it hasn't always been that way. And I'd like to communicate that to the rest of the people out there, that sometimes people who are less than, to have less than what we have and look different than we do, that really they may be doing the best they can at the time, and if we could just lend them a hand, just a helping hand for a little bit, we may just change their lives forever. And that would be the message I would provide for people for this, through this Christmas season.
Well, BJ, I'm delighted that you have provided it, and eloquently too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Joe in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, despite being snowbound here in Lincoln.
We want to hear about this. Joe is my former producer in Denver. What is going on there? It's sort of like you weren't with us when we had the blizzard the last time, which was like about three years ago.
No, I wasn't. I just barely made it home that day. I'd just gotten off at 3 o'clock right before your show, just finished the show previous. Because at the time I was working on their show as an intern, and I just barely made it home that day. I had to park in my neighbor's spot because I just couldn't get my little Escort into the my spot. So he had the SUV, so he can park in the big snow spot while I parked in their spot. So it worked out.
Is this worse than the last blizzard, or about the same as, or how would you?
I don't know. I have not left my apartment in 2 days, so I have not actually gone out to find out how deep it is. But I'm not looking forward to shoveling. That's definitely for sure. it's pretty. They're, you know, some people say it's just about. Some people say a little less, but it's pretty bad.
It's really bad, huh? Oh yeah. My goodness! But you have enough provisions, so you're not going to starve. We were reduced to.
I got, you know, PB&J, soup, ramen, all kinds of stuff here.
Yes, I remember your culinary. I remember your culinary predilection. you're lucky you're still alive with these culinary predilections, Joe. That's all I could say. Yeah. Well,
I can't say you didn't try to, you know, sophisticate me in any way. But sometimes there's only so much, you know, prodding you can do.
Well, I'm thrilled that you called with a report from Denver. So Denver is pretty much in lockdown, it sounds like.
Yeah, everything today was closed. I mean, everything. City offices, malls. That was the biggest thing, malls.
Yeah, because it's right before Christmas.
Yeah, before Christmas, yeah. Hopefully things will start to, you know, warm up and kind of get rid of it. But, you know, I don't even know if I'll make it to work tomorrow as well. So.
Well, you got you have a good excuse. Will they even be open, do you think?
Huh?
Will they even be open?
Well, I know most of the schools are going to be closed, so I don't know about businesses. A lot of the offices, city offices and, you know, county offices, they're all going to be closed again, I think. I have no word on, like I said, the malls and the commercial people and, you know.
Well, they hate that because this is right before Christmas, and it really going to cut into the, and I think they really need the sales this year, don't they?
Well, they were saying, Enid, that the biggest people who were going to take the biggest hit were probably the restaurants. And whereas the retailers and whatnot, there'll be a lot of delayed spending. A lot of spending that doesn't happen before Christmas will probably happen afterwards, you know, kind of make up for it. So as far as that, you know, the stories on the economy that I've seen is the restaurants are the ones because, you know, it's usually, you know, the night of a decision that you just kind of make up the night and everybody's, you know, at home for 2 or 3 days, you know, not going out, that really shuts things down.
That's a good point. Oh, Joe, I am delighted that you called us. Thank you so much. I hope you have a really wonderful Christmas. Are you going to go visit your family? Or, no, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, even if I could get anywhere, it's, I wasn't planning on going anywhere this year.
Well, I hope it's a great Christmas, and I hope the new year is even better. Heaven. My motto is heaven in 2007.
Okay, well, you have a great holiday, too, Enid. Thanks for the entertaining show. It's helping me stave off cabin fever.
Well, you must, all I can say, Joe, you must be desperate to be listening because it must really be bad there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Lots of love and lots of good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
All right,
bye. That's my former Denver producer. He's great. He's just great. He's got a really wonderful sense of humor, too. So there you have a report from Denver. Any of our Denver listeners, by the way, to give us a report on what the weather's like. Well, we're talking about the soup kitchen guy. The chef, and oh, I have to share this with you. You know, it's not a white Christmas for everybody. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas sign, the KKK. No, it's not a white Christmas for everybody. It is for some people, it's a pretty blue Christmas because you have all these names for things like SAD, seasonal affective disorder, but it's just another name for depression, and there's lots of names for it, but no particular cures for it. And now a lot of churches are offering, you know, when you're so depressed, you want to slit your ankles because it takes too much effort to get to your wrists. This is what the clientele is for these blue Christmas services for the lonely and the disheartened, and I'm not trying to make fun of that, even though I sound a little bit lighthearted, because I think one of the best antidotes, if you're feeling awful, and it's not a very productive feeling Christmas, and it doesn't feel, you don't have any of the cheer in your heart, and you don't have any of that ho-ho-ho going on, and you don't feel like it has the meaning that you wish that it had, there's a way to do something about that. And the best way, it's an old-fashioned way. Always talked about, I have a friend who's about 84 years old, and she always said this, and so I think it's kind of now thought of as quaint. But the best way to feel better is not to go out and do stuff for yourself, although that's nice too, but to help somebody else. So, you know, we talked about adopt a homeless person for $50 a month. Could you do that? There's the untied way where you go out and you distribute $20 bills. You go help at a shelter. But there are no jolly Christmas carols at some churches, no brilliant poinsettias or festive branches of holly, no smiling faces or hearty wishes of happiness. Instead, melancholy piano echoes through the hushed church. Dead branches lay on a table covered in blue cloth, representing the winter of our souls. Men and women held each other and cried. This is not a traditional Christmas service, said the chapel. And this is at the University of Richmond's non-denominational Blue Christmas service, which drew around 60 people who were feeling very blue indeed. Somber blue Christmas services are being held at many churches around the country this year in recognition of what psychologists have long known, that the contrived good cheer of the holiday season can actually make some people who are dealing with heartbreak feel worse. The blue Christmas services confront feelings of grief and loss head on. Holidays in our culture are often about families, and families are not always happy, and sometimes you don't have a family, or not one that you're in touch with or speaking to. I think that particularly if you're facing a death or a divorce, the empty chair syndrome becomes very real at this time of year. Has anybody done a blue Christmas service? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of, well, we hope you're not too blue around here. I hope I'm not making you bluer than you already were. It's possible. 349-1320 is the number, 866-626-1320. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, wow. The traffic, I'm serious. The whole year and 3 months that I've worked in this building, this is the worst traffic that I've seen ever. US 50, okay, so at 50 and Fred's Place, that's in Placerville, the chain controls are in effect, so you need to wear them. We have several accidents along 50 there and on the way to Placerville. Watt Avenue at Freedom Park, we have a three-car crash involving injuries are involved. At 2315 Stockton Boulevard, there's a hit and run there, so there's a couple of cars that are involved. There's a spin out involving injuries. South End I-5 at Pocket Road. Westbound 50 just west of 59th Street. You know, seriously, 50, there's three or four car crashes along the way. Watt Avenue at Carl Drive as well. A two-car crash and a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
With the stresses of the holidays ahead of us, who couldn't use a little downtime? Imagine yourself resting in a beautiful, peaceful, tropical environment. Only you don't have to imagine it. You can create a getaway at home with the help of Exotic Plants. You'll find lush indoor plants like palms, ficus, small and large bonsai, all at Exotic Plants. And with Christmas just around the corner, call for a special delivery of that perfect plant. Give your loved ones a gift that lasts. Their talented staff can even dress your home or office with their unique selection of sprays, wreaths, garlands, and holiday trees. Visit Exotic Plants at 1833 Howe Avenue, next to Cost Plus. And if you'd like a good bargain, visit their discount warehouse at 3320 Auburn Boulevard. Exotic Plants open Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 922-4769. That's 922-GROW. Exotic Plants, where holiday beauty comes home with you.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, Going Places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out Happy Feet at the Esquire IMAX. It's a comedy adventure set in the land of emperor penguins in Antarctica. The Friday night performance by the African Music Children's Choir at the Christ Unity Church on Folsom Boulevard in Rancho Cordova has been postponed due to an extraordinary opportunity to raise awareness for poverty and AIDS in Africa by singing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. John Lee Hooker Jr., son of the legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker, is at the Torch Club on Saturday night. The Crocker Art Museum has Irving Norman's artwork on display. His show is called Dark Metropolis. And the Left Channel welcomes Al Kooper to Harlow's on January 6th. Al Kooper has played, produced, and written with most of the rock icons of the 20th century. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Al Kooper. I'm Michelle Shockley, Going Places on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Snow. I
24 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. We just have a short time left. Let me ask you the question. Are you planning to do something on somebody else's behalf? Are you going to volunteer or do something for the holidays, or have you already done your quotient of it? I'm just curious. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm going to attempt to read you some of the piece that I did about working in a soup kitchen. I don't know if we have enough time, but I'll try it, and you'll get the flavor of it. It's called The Hunger Is In Us All, and I wrote this, some time back. And the pull quote is, which one of us has not resided in some version of St. Anthony's, often without ever leaving home? Twice a year, watching poor people eat is considered newsworthy. On these occasions, live reports emanate from St. Anthony's dining room. Now, you never see live reports from, say, Post Trio or Masses on Thanksgiving or Christmas, because the people who frequent those establishments might not take too kindly to the camera recording their every slurp. But apparently, the right to privacy ends with the inability to pay for the meal. So, year after year, in a well-meaning but insensitive attempt to stir our hearts by exhibiting those, quote, less fortunate than ourselves, the media come to gawk. Located squarely in the loin of the Tenderloin, St. Anthony's Dining Room is one of those saintly places that provides an average of 2,000 meals a day to those who are hungry, more toward the end of the month when the Social Security checks and food stamps run out. But on holidays like Christmas, the figure more than doubles. Christmas was a day I planned to volunteer, but St. Anthony's already had all the help it needed. In fact, working there was in danger of becoming trendy when at least one society column began to cover it. Nonetheless, I arranged to volunteer the day of Christmas Eve instead. At first, I was in charge of the coffee cups. Later, I was promoted to serving desserts. The most striking thing about the food at St. Anthony's that day was that it was yellow, white, orange, and red. We all agreed that the white stuff was rice, the yellow stuff macaroni and cheese, the orange stuff potatoes, but the red stuff remained a mystery, and no one had the courage to try any. There was also butter and soft white bread, redolent of a more innocent time when we believed building bodies 12 ways was enough. A choice of coffee or water, and for dessert, donated, still slightly frozen pastries, which were mashed together in huge cartons to form a compacted mountain of muffins, eclairs, strudel, and donuts, all in snug miscegenation. Regardless of their separate identities, which by now are barely distinguishable, the desserts were all mutations of sugar, a substance that had, not too long before, been found guilty of killing a mare. Who exactly comes here to dine? According to the former chaplain of St. Anthony's, the regulars are mostly those on fixed incomes, the elderly, the poor, the hungry, the unemployed, the mentally and physically disabled, people suffering from chronic diseases, alcoholics, and drug addicts. Included but not specifically mentioned were those who carried on conversations with partners not visible to the naked eye, people whose body parts had moved and left no forwarding address. Others who appeared surprisingly well-dressed and cheerful under the circumstances, still others of varying, sometimes uncharted, sexual persuasions, and young men pretending to be Jack Kerouac. There were not many women, at least not many who came through the line that day. Women alone were encouraged to be seated and served because the prevailing wisdom seemed to be that men would be less likely to make passes at them. One of the few who did brave the line was startlingly beautiful, fine-boned Vietnamese woman who in another context could have been ordering servants around in French. Her long red fingernails clutched a bottle of water, which she shook over her food, perhaps to exorcise the starch, with the same motion a priest uses to dispense holy water. The helper next to me, I'll call him Billy Ray, pointed her out while she was still waiting in line. See her, Billy Ray blared? Boy, did she open a mouth at me one day. A large man with missing teeth and tinted blue aviator glasses, Billy Ray, was that someone you wanted to open a mouth to? Assuming a sanctimonious stance, he recounted in a loud voice a rambling story about his encounter with this woman. At almost the instant he finished, she appeared before us. Billy Ray segued smoothly into his patois of manufactured good cheer. "Hello, dear," he boomed. "How are you today?" She didn't reply. She just glared at him and growled eerily from somewhere deep inside her throat. As others passed through the line, Billy Ray made it a point to dispense a smile or a piece of advice. "How are you today?" he inquired of a particularly disheveled man. "Not so good," the man replied quietly. "Well, it'll be better after you eat," said Billy Ray kindly. "A full stomach always helps." Shortly after that, a man came through the line who looked especially hungry. Rooting around in the pastry box, I fished out the largest slice of strudel I could find. It was half the size of a medium pizza and had enough sugar in it to kill a couple of city officials. The man eyed the huge piece of strudel and then eyed me, and just as I was preparing myself to accept his thanks, he snarled, I'll see you in hell. Disturbed, I mentioned this incident to Billy Ray. He was appalled. Do you want me to call security? He asked excitedly. Want me to have him thrown out? No, no, I replied quickly, trying to hide my hurt, anger, and bewilderment, trying to reconcile this snarling stranger with my own suddenly naive ideas of charity. Charity is an interesting issue. At St. Anthony's, you don't have to fill out any forms to get a meal, or make any declarations of net worth, or list your liabilities, emotional or financial. All you have to do is appear in line, and they will feed you, no questions asked. And they will treat you with dignity. The food is necessary, as the former chaplain put it, but our worth as human beings is even more necessary. But if at St. Anthony's you should ask for what you want in the way of desserts, you will get instead a sharp chorus of voices telling you to take what you can get. Since by this time I was dispensing the desserts, my subversive activity for the day consisted of giving the diners a choice, when possible. It didn't seem to hold up the line, and I didn't see the need for deliberately withholding a jelly donut when someone said, "I don't have any teeth, can I have one?" But who was I to talk about the limits of charity? My own altruism was beginning to develop sore feet, and I realized I wasn't feeling as much compassion for the diners and their predicament as I had expected to. Of course I wasn't. The night before, I'd suffered a nasty, epic, and nearly asphyxiating bout of disappointment, frustration, and an utter loss of faith, all of which exploded into a crescendo of despair and a strong conviction that everything, including myself, was pointless. By the time I arrived at St. Anthony's the next morning, my eyelids were tear-swollen, too swollen to see that I felt not unlike the people I was serving, and that the only real difference between them and me was that I was on one side of the counter, and they were on the other. Which one of us, I began to wonder, has not resided in some version of St. Anthony's at one time or another, often without ever leaving home? And yet, if you were to ask these diners if they wanted to be here, most would probably say no, just like all of us who say we don't want to remain in unsatisfying jobs or relationships, but do. At some level, the real problem isn't that mix of Brad breaks, poverty, societal indifference we've learned to blame. It is a profound failure of the imagination, a failure to see that one is entitled to life beyond the dense hedge of low self-esteem, a failure to understand that in the end, what we get in life isn't so much what we deserve, is what we think we deserve. What paltry solution could I offer? I wasn't in a position to write a check that would have made a difference, even if a check could. I just knew I wanted to give something. Looking over my inventory, I realized that the only useful item I had in stock at that moment was my attention. Not everyone realized that anything more than a choice of strudel was being passed out on the dessert line that day, but those who did sometimes looked startled, a few looked pleased, and some just smiled shyly. On the way home from St. Anthony's, surprised that I'd ever want to eat again, I stopped at a gourmet grocery, a place that routinely stocks more than 150 different kinds of mustard, a place where it takes a second mortgage to buy the ingredients for dinner. Maybe I thought that inhaling a phalanx of truffles, bone quail, or ice cream with the fat content of whale blubber would somehow fill the deep hunger I was beginning to feel. I knew it wouldn't. I knew the relief would only be temporary. And as I left the grocery, faced with the fact that even the finest chocolate, my last hope, had failed me, I remembered I had to make a phone call. Ducking into a booth, I had just begun to look up the number when a man's face, distinguished mainly by a small, sad clump of jagged brown teeth, peered menacingly inside. Positioning his face uncomfortably close to mine, he inquired politely, "Aren't you the cake lady from St. Anthony's?" I said I was. Apparently pleased, he launched into an animated, gibberish-fueled soliloquy, comprehensible only to himself. Finally, as he began to wind down, my lips smiled a little nervously and wished him a wary Merry Christmas. Snapping into lucidity, his eyes suddenly focused on mine. "I was watching you trying to give people what they wanted. It was," he muttered softly as he turned to wander off. Good karma. Good karma. I wanted to smile benevolently. I wanted my eyes to mist over the way they're supposed to in movies this time of year when something like a miracle happens on 34th Street. But they didn't. I placed my call, got a busy signal, and felt irritated that the holiday uplift I thought I'd get from working at St. Anthony's wasn't forthcoming. As I walked back to the car, idly kicking stones that blocked my route, I began to see the dim outline of a whole territory I hadn't noticed before. I began to see that the real reason I had gone to St. Anthony's was no different from the reason everybody else went there. We were all hungry. I had thought I was there to feed those people. But now I saw I had also come to be fed by them. Somehow I'd expected them to do for me what they were unable or unwilling to do for themselves. Worse, I saw that I had been giving in order to get, and that real giving is of a different order entirely. These revelations were both enlightening and unnerving. And yet, a curious thing happened. Suddenly, I was no longer hungry. My irritability began to lift like a flimsy cap on a winter day. An incipient and unexpected fa-la-la revealed itself. And now, suddenly, I understood. The real food at St. Anthony's had nothing much to do with the yellow, white, orange, and red stuff that was dished out onto those pale plastic plates. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Well, it's still the same. We're jam-packed northbound 99, southbound 99, southbound Cap City Freeway, Marconi Avenue. There's a crash stopping traffic down there, southbound I-5 at Pocket Road, Watt Avenue at Freedom Park, and you need chains cruising up there by Placerville, so take it easy. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet Lifetime Warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this Cooley lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters...